We're here. We helped start the EFF track and did a lot of the programming, and we've been Dragon Con Pest since 95.
And thank you all for coming here, by the way, guys. Remember. Thanks for being here.
It had to have been 96.
Hacking 201, a tradition.
We're old enough and our memories have gotten bad enough that we're not sure when we started coming to Dragon Con.
11
so
years or
I'm not sure if that's age, premature senility, or alcohol abuse.
All the way to 11.
Possibly all three.
12?
This is my 10th year, and you'd already been here a couple of years.
It's either 11 or 12. Okay. Different arguments, different voices.
I think the main reason they keep me around is because I organize this.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure, in fact.
Yeah.
Nobody's disagreeing.
No, I didn't buy that. You can blame if there's anything horrible here, you can blame Rattle because I had to be elsewhere for the beer run, and I put Rattle in charge, and that again shows you, the brain is declining there. I put Rattle in charge.
It's always Rattle. Always blame Rattle.
And this is the miscreant who kind of like dragged me into the whole hacking scene, kicking and screaming, and he started stuff up in Nashville, Tennessee, and then spread it like a virus down here to Atlanta, and from there it's grown and pretty much infected the entire Southeast. We spawned off several conventions, and there's lots of not really well organized at all, 2,600 groups all over the Southeast, and it's a wonder that we're not dead or in jail yet.
Well, I managed to get myself a job as a computer security researcher at a very large company. And
Does
I
start
also
with a lowercase I?
Because
I know
the
about
the case
that
is the question. I'm not sure. Lowercase, uppercase.
Move on. Sorry.
The stuff that's not
it's
from
not
America.
This.
It's not PBR. Not PBR.
The
Guinness would be good beer.
Yes. The Guinness would be good beer.
The Guinness?
Oh.
The Guinness is good. Is good beer. Yes, for the people in the back.
What does it say?
This thing.
This is him identifying.
No. Okay. Something about riots? I also have a habit of showing up at conferences like this and talking about civil liberties issues that piss me off.
Yes.
So that's me.
We have distinguished people on the panel and me. Did you say your name? You didn't say your name, did you?
My name is Decius.
Hi, Decius. Decius, that's Decius.
Decius 615, a.k.a. the White Ninja.
Wow, that's old shit.
There's a reason why I got a bucket of ice.
So there's two authors on this panel, at least.
Two? Only two?
Published authors.
Only two?
Fourth printing, baby.
Fifth edition.
It's going to be three soon.
Fifth
it'll
edition.
It'll be three by this time next year. Yeah, published authors.
Yes. Oh, very good, Johnny. Yeah. You're doing a book.
Sweet.
What are you writing?
What are you doing?
Aside from the porn. Okay,
the internet is for porn.
I'm actually getting paid for this. No, I'm a big H.P. Lovecraft fan, and I've got some articles appearing in Worlds of Cthulhu. And
Good job.
Yay.
Yeah, he deserves it, man. He's worked hard.
They're about eating brains.
All we
All right.
want is
zombies. What do we want?
Brains.
When do we want them?
No,
it's brains. Are we done? Can I put this down now?
I'm gonna play Jonathan Colton's brain song.
Pain is weakness leaving the body. Give me more to drink. I'll hold this up longer.
You know, my favorite thing about eating brains is when you scoop out the speech center and they stop screaming all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That's the best
part.
They
still get that look of horror in their eyes. What was that thing we used to yell at people to piss them off? Oh, y'all ever ate a live brain? That's our drive-by annoying thing to yell at people who are eating at outdoor restaurants. It's good to see you. I don't know why we did it.
What is happening? Things have been okay for me,
except that I'm a zombie now. Ah. I really
wish you were. They're all going to hold up their lighters in a sec.
And they'll set fire to the ceiling.
Yeah, interesting visual effects.
There go the cell phones. Yep.
Get what worked out. I know. My conspiracy theory here is that the Pirate Party realized that we were next to them, and they have acoustic filking musical people, and we've got screaming Tesla coils with 50,000 volts of raw power. So, yeah. Damn pirates.
What we do is teach your brains. We're not a damn test here. Maybe we can compromise.
I guess there's some
things
to try.
Okay. Anyway.
How to set the tone for the panel. Come on. Yeah. I got all Jonathan Colton's. Request a song, I'll play it.
All right, so I have this idea for the parade next year.
Code Monkey, I know. I've already heard that for like six people.
I got this idea for the parade next year, and if I hadn't already been doing the mad scientist stuff, I would have done it done this instead because it's cheap and it's easy and it's kind of funny. March with the zombies, but you're not in zombie makeup or anything. You're wearing pajamas, slippers, bathrobe, holding a sign that says, "Screw brains, need coffee."
Yeah.
Coffee mug. Anyone want to join me in that next year?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we should describe what the nature, for the four people in the room that haven't been to Hacking 201 yet, what is the
Who has not been to Hacking 201 yet?
Okay.
Keep your hands up.
That's great.
So put your hands down if you're not here just for the free beer.
Not many.
It's too many negatives.
That's my brain hurts. My brain hurts at that. Okay, describe it.
All right, we'll make it real simple. If you're only here for the beer, raise your hands.
That's good. That'll work.
Okay.
Me. Duh. That and the comedy. I am only the comic relief for this panel. These guys are the smart guys. Uh-huh. I'm just here to tell the jokes.
I don't think so. No.
He's only here for the comedy?
No. Smart guy.
Oh, okay. He thinks I'm smart because I got books.
I'm the social engineering guy. I'm not a big tech guy.
I
can sometimes make a living
guy.
At. I just like fucking with people.
Yeah, I know. It's all good. So what we're here to do is take your questions.
You caught that.
And if you ask a good question, you get alcohol. And if you ask a bad question, you get PBR. So don't ask bad questions. Although we need to have at least 15.
All right, let's get the traditional, you know, question that's always asked first out of the way. Who's going to ask? Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yes, and that only works once.
Yes, right.
Yes. No shit, really?
Wow, this is like 5 years ago.
You were a kid.
What's this? Here she goes.
No.
Okay, dude.
Singing Tesla coils.
We're bringing stuff over there now for setup.
Okay.
Half the room at
200. Okay, well, that's all right. We, you know, lab coats and goggles and architect t-shirts. We said it, we meant it. They get preference. Okay. I'm here for another 40 minutes, and then I'll head on over.
That's fine. I'm taking you over, and then when they get set up, I'm going to come back here. And
is that Regency 5? Okay. Is that the Regency 5 party?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're on. We're going to be annoying people all over the Hyatt. Cool. If you can get in.
But if you can stay here, you're getting...
If I happen to be near the door and you're wearing a hacker t-shirt or, you know, an EFF t-shirt, that works too, then yeah. What do you got?
What about
what's
just...
That? Okay, what tech stuff should we add? Hacking, EFF, NASA, what else?
Pearl. If you have Pearl or small talk questions, please. I'm up for it.
MIT. Okay, Georgia Tech. Tech
web,
school.
Web-related.
We'll give you some slack there.
Anything calculus on your shirt?
Oh, of course. Large bribes always work. Always, always, always. And
large.
I prefer non-sequential tens and twenties, please. Actually, make that euros.
Pi to 100 digits. Anybody can do pi to 100 digits.
Obviously, Ian.
I mean, this is great. We can actually, we really can mess with people now in order to give them access to the room. We were hoping we could do that.
8 4 7 6 2 3 5 8 9 9 2 7 3 5
Okay. It's going to be tough getting in and out, but the group here tends people at Dragon Con on the average are more interesting than most folks, and possibly even a little bit more intelligent. The group here,
at least if you're not
more intelligent than the average person, you're better at bullshitting than the average person. So if you amuse us, you get in. That's how it works.
Exactly. All right. So we're taking questions now.
And somebody's got a phone.
You didn't introduce yet.
Hi, I'm Ilanka.
Thank you. Okay. I don't remember hearing you introduce yourself.
If anyone's got a question on old school crypto. Or on the Knights Templar or Wikipedia or a bunch of other bizarre subculture.
If you didn't see your talks earlier this week, you missed them. It's very cool.
And Fuller is normally on this panel, but Fuller is currently in prison because he did some not intelligent things with an open server, so he's serving a 3+ year prison sentence, but he still wants to be on the panel, so he's going to be calling from prison.
Apparently,
at 10:30 p.m.
I like Fuller, but I can't resist this. Hello, Dad. I'm in jail. Hello, Dad. I'm calling from jail.
So he can only talk for 15 minutes. So make the questions good ones. The phone's over there. I'm not sure who's going to be answering it, but let's try and answer it because he can't like keep calling over and over.
Smart guy's ever answering. Yes, this is Scott, by the way. He's the reason we're all here. So everybody thanks Scott for putting this together, man. He works his ass off every year, Scott. Thank you.
And I managed to take these pictures without any incriminating evidence. So yeah.
Really? What do you got to Photoshop that along?
Now I'm going to take a picture of the incriminating
evidence. There we go. That's nice. So we're taking questions, and we're answering them, and we're not very good at answering necessarily, but we'll take questions anyway. Who's picking? I'm not the picker guy. I'll pick, sure. Right here, front row.
Do we still have the software?
Yes.
For the light board, yes.
Yes, I do. Not here. Try to hack it.
Aww. Is that a good question or a bad question? That was a good question, I think. Come up here. When you ask a question, be sure to come up to get your drink, or you're not going to be able to get it.
You didn't see this.
We're not throwing them.
Hey, I have a. It's like a mini me.
Check.
Okay, second question.
I'm working on that.
Tall guy standing in the back here.
Okay, it's working. It was the game that was low.
Is there a cold room?
This guy, right there. The one I'm pointing at, right there. How do you change
the IRQ color of shirt or something?
You need to change the IRQ setting with a hammer? Was that a good question or a bad question?
Well, I don't know. There are a couple different ways you can do that. How old is the computer? Hardware.
More than 12 years old.
Upgrade.
That's the right answer.
Hammer.
Yeah.
Hammer time.
Yeah.
Don't make me play
virtualize
from blog. I have those too. Which song would work for the hammer song?
Hello.
Which song is good from the blog
hey,
for
Zach,
the hammer
song? I'm in the middle of a panel. What's up?
Okay, let's see here. Next.
Okay, you need to share
next.
This call.
Was this it?
No, everyone else is there. I'm doing Hacking 201 right
blah,
now.
Blah, blah, blah.
At 11 o'clock when it's officially announced. Everyone else is over there. Wayne's over there. Fire Marshal said, okey-dokey, we're limited to 200 people, and so we're going to have to... Yeah, crowd control in and out.
Oh, answer it.
I've got something to relay to Rain for me, please. We're doing the architect t-shirts and the labs.
Apparently, we're getting all sorts of phone calls now, so we're not taking questions in the room. We're taking questions from phone calls only. You need to call 404-293. Just kidding.
What time is it? That's probably Fuller, I think. Scott's probably talking.
Is it? Is it him?
They can abuse us or bribe us or have interesting things.
Excuse me. Sorry. Oh, you have it? You have it? That's what is it like? Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, sorry. That's Rick Rowland.
Hey, folks. Fuller is on the phone right now. So, how's the view where you are?
How's the what?
How's the view?
View? Pretty good. It's fairly warm here. I'm outside, shorts and t-shirt, and it's surrounded by a metal fence otherwise.
Do we have any questions for Fuller from the audience?
Actually, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Just out of curiosity, what did you have on that FTP site?
I'm not really going to talk much about the case or anything like that. I guess I should probably mention something.
All right, you pass. We'll mail you a beer then.
Questions. Since this is a BOP site or phone, conversations will be recorded.
Yeah.
So just if you don't really want to say your name, probably not a good idea.
Hi, George. Now you get it. Okay.
So, any other questions?
So what can you talk about?
Lots of stuff about life here, you know, food. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, you get 3 square meals a day. Well, they're square.
So tell us about the food then, yeah.
Well, in the past few months, back in this year, they went to a national menu, which meant that every federal prison in the U.S. had the same menu for the same day. You're supposed to get better cost efficiency and all this other stuff. The problem is they didn't really plan for the skyrocketing food prices, so they've been scrapping tons of stuff that they were supposed to have. For example, like wheat bread. Wheat bread has been being cut for most of the meals. They run out of milk occasionally, which kind of makes it fun to try and make salad dressings and other stuff. Where you try and make spaghetti or chili with no tomato paste or ketchup, so you have to use enchilada sauce. A lot of mixes and matches of what we do. They got rid of ground beef, and everything we have now is turkey.
That's actually better for you.
Best alternative, because we don't have the spices you need to make it taste good.
What level of security is the prison?
Can we ask him the name of the prison, too?
Or what level of security? Is it minimum, maximum?
What is this is actually a low security.
Wow. Okay, well, that's good.
What advice does he have to people here to not be his cellmate?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Can you repeat the question?
The question is, what advice do you have for the people here on how to not be your cellmate?
Let's see. Practice what you preach when it comes to data security. That's a good thing. And don't naively leave systems open. That's a bad thing, too. You know, if it's been running just fine, you know, in some cases, you know, you might be happy running an MP3 sharing site. You might have set up since the mid-90s, and hey, it can get you served for something else. What a lot of people don't know is there's, you know, just looking at the law library that they have here, the amount of laws that are on the books that you can get thrown in jail for. Any crime that's committed in Washington, D.C. would automatically put you in a federal prison. Because if you have commit a crime in Washington, D.C., it's a federal jurisdiction. There is no, it's not a state, so you don't get the nice federal stuff.
That is for sharing.
Yeah. For most of the people here, run drugs or stuff like that, but what prevents them from going to camp is they had like a weapon in the car, or when the police raided, or the FBI or DEA raided their house, they had a gun in the house. Bingo, you have a weapons charge. Bingo, that means you're not eligible for camp and a whole lot of other stuff. There are a lot of other white-collar crimes, like there's a guy from either Enron or MCI Worldcom, one of those two that was one of the accountants. He's here. I've never actually met him, but I know he's here. Stuff like that where you have too much money, so you become a flight risk. That gets you bumped up to this level. But there's a lot of people here that are... a lot of people here are for drugs, and the drugs that they do have are minute amounts. There's a guy I work with in the kitchen who's from Colombia, and he was a runner. And basically, what happened was they paid him to transport, you know, a few keys of coke or whatever across the border. He can't speak English. He can't read or write Spanish yet. You know, they talked to him, yeah, if you do this, we'll pay you lots of money. He got caught at the border. He's now in prison for the next, you know, a total of 8 years or 10 years or whatever his sentence is.
Mm. What's your snail mail address there so we can write you?
I can give that, if anybody wants it, I can give that to a locker. Well, my friend there, if Blayton's around in the audience, he has my address, and he can get it distributed out to people.
Okay.
Or if anybody has my email address still, if you probably haven't noticed, my email address on the 2600 list hasn't been around for a few years. But if you look in the archives, you'll find it, and anything's going to that will still come to me. It's still an active email address.
Okay. Did we have other questions? Number one, right there. I've gotten up to six so far. So number one, you get to ask your question now.
Can you tell us anything about making
I think the question was, can you tell us anything about making sangria in the toilet?
Well, actually, come to think of that, last week they had a town hall that said we're not allowed to take oranges out of the kitchen anymore, or any type of fruit, due to the level of intoxicants being found.
All right, he got a Pabst blue ribbon for that one, by the way.
Mango juice from the commissary. They got rid of apples. Now you can't take oranges or bananas out of the kitchen.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
This is no big deal. But I mean, people are still going to do whatever they're going to do. They just make it a little bit harder for the average person.
Yeah. Question number two. That gentleman right there behind the dude with the goggles on his head. Yeah, you.
After you get out, are you going to be worried about the government monitoring, closely monitoring what you're doing even more so than they already are?
That's a good question. After you get out, are you going to be worried about the government monitoring you more closely than they already are?
Sorry, I got cut off partway through that.
Say again.
Repeat the question.
After you get out, are you going to be worried about the government monitoring you more closely than they already are? I assume that was like pre-conviction.
Yes, to an extent. I mean, basically anything you do when you get out on probation means if you any minor infraction, depending on how persnickety your probation and parole officer is, can land you right back here. So say you get a traffic ticket for running a stop sign. That technically is grounds for coming back here. You know, you jaywalk and they give you a ticket for jaywalking. That, you know, that's an extreme case. They really wanted to be, you know, asked about it. They could do that. But in general, they get to monitor everything you do for X number of years. And at the slightest mess up, you can land right back here for another 8 months, 9 months, a year, whatever. It all depends on what they want to do.
Okay. Question number three, and gentlemen who asked question number two, come on up here and pick something out. Who had number three? Yeah, you. Yeah. Mr. Hat.
You mentioned you had an email address. Does that mean they still let you near computers on the internet, or they kind of give you the Kevin Mitnick treatment and keep you away from all that?
That's a good question. They recently ruled out your email for inmates because email is a new communication method for the 21st century. However, for me and lots of other people here, you can't use it. I've actually been told I know too much, so that could be a problem. Which I'm working on trying to get access to it, but that's a really long shot. The email I have still goes to my home email account and an email server that I keep paying for that, you know, is catching all the email I'm going to get for, you know, 4 years, which will be fun for me to try and catch up on when I get out. But I think there's less than a dozen federal institutions around the country that actually have email so far. And all it does is text-only email, and the inmate, if they're approved to use email, can send out, create a contact list of up to 30 people. And from there, they initiate an original email to somebody, say, a locker there or whomever. And once they click the thing that says yes, they okay it, then you can email.
Which call is from a federal prison.
Then you can email back and forth. The only bad thing is it opens it up that the government then has rights to coordinate and use that information against you on the outside. So if you talk about something, they can do it because those emails, unlike phone conversations and regular mail, do not require a subpoena to turn over to law enforcement.
What type of access do you have to information in general? And I'm talking about news, libraries, books, non-electronic media.
Library, it's small. Lots of sci-fi, fantasy, westerns. Not as much stuff with science, though. I've been changing that up and getting lots of science books in it and other educational stuff. It's kind of small. The problem is, this being a low facility, mediums and highs have really massive libraries because they're designed to house, you know, 2,000 people. This is designed, was originally designed for 200 people, and they have 640 people here. But other than that, we have, out in the pavilion area, we have four TVs, we have a movie channel, sports channel, Spanish channel, and news. That's what they're turned to all the time. Then in each of the units here, there's A units and B units. There's four total buildings for people. Each building has at least one, if not two, TVs total. One upstairs, one downstairs. So figure on the B side here, we have three TVs, on A side, they have three TVs in their units, and they change to, in the morning is news, stops from 9:30 to 10:30. Afternoon is kind of open. In the evening, 6 to 7 is news, movies in the evening, depending on what's on TV, and there's a schedule for that. Newspapers, there's newspapers from all over the country that come here that people donate. You know, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, plus a whole lot of stuff like the Atlanta Journal, Southern Mississippi, Florida, North Carolina, Seattle, Washington, all sorts of stuff. Magazines, a lot of the ones you find on a corner newsstand at the gas station, you'll find here, like Time, Wired is occasionally here whenever people get it. Forbes, Newsweek, Golf Digest, Sports Illustrated, tons of men's health stuff.
Can we get subscriptions to magazines in your name and have them sent to you?
Yes, that can happen. Because they don't really care, you know, where the magazines come from. But as long as it's not being excavated, no Playboy penthouse.
Yeah, anyone who gets a subscription form that gets into more trouble, I'll be coming after you. Okay, question number four, person number four.
We can probably do one more question, then he's going to get cut off.
Who was the person I pointed to and said four? That was you. Go.
He's got about 4 minutes.
There's a whole group with us here, mate, and we're wishing you really lots of good thoughts. Is there anything we can do here and now that will make you
okay, a guy with a really cool Australian accent who says, there's a whole lot of... No? Sorry, you said mate. I thought Australian. All right, British accent, pardon me, who said, there's a whole lot of people here thinking about you, and is there anything that we can do to make you smile?
Well, actually, this has pretty much made me smile, because that means a minute left, but... And this is the first year in a decade that I've missed it. So, everybody there knows me being up there talking about financial things, odd questions here and there. So, so far this has pretty much made my week, kind of thing.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great.
All right, I'm sorry I said Australian. You can come up here and get two good things.
No, the question I wanted to ask is the one I was happy to ask.
Yes.
Thank you. Give me a beer, please.
Well, what would you like? Take. We don't have any English
who
beer.
Had number
we have
five.
Irish beer.
Who is question number five?
I can call back in about 15 minutes if people would like that.
Take two.
Oh, you can call back?
Yeah.
We've got lots to go around. Yeah, I've got you.
All right, whoever had question number five, go.
Okay. I'm sorry, he just got cut off.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Crap.
That was great, though. That was cool.
So those recordings were every 5 minutes when you're talking to someone in prison, you get that message saying you are talking to someone in a federal prison.
Does someone have an MP3 of that?
We will soon.
Yeah. We're recording this, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. I never did any time like that. I'm really happy I did.
I gotta say, though, I mean, that's a lot of fucking bullshit putting someone in prison for something like that. I mean, aren't there a lot of violent offenders who should be... Huh? Oh, he was running an open FTP site. That's what
I
was
told. As far as we know.
That's what I was told.
So open as in people were able to upload their own?
Yeah, that anyone could post anything they wanted. Fuller wasn't paying close attention, and he paid the price.
So, yeah, remember that the next time you watch the evening news and they're talking about muggings, shootings, knivings, carjackings, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. That was actually my question.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, granted that was dumb, and I imagine the IP holders could have sued him, but prison? Prison?
People have gotten felonies for doing dumb things. Yeah.
But yeah, let's have some priorities for nonviolent versus violent.
Familiar with this strategy entirely.
Okay.
Some of you know.
Okay. We have a question in the back.
Yes, go ahead. Do questions.
We'll get to you. In the vein of cyber crimes, is the jurisdiction based out of where you're committing the crime from, or is it from where the crime is committed?
Wherever it's most convenient.
Yes.
Nexus.
If it crosses state lines, you're really screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wherever they are more likely to get a conviction.
That was actually a decent question. Can we decent question this guy? Come up and get a beer, dude.
That's a good question.
No, that was a good question.
There are law review articles debating
that subject.
No PBR
for you.
That was a damn good
Anything
question.
But PBR.
What do you want? We've got.
Please,
hey, microphone person.
Those are warm, unfortunately.
Microphone person. I have a suggestion. Since we have no idea who's had their hand up first or longest, can we have like a floor stand here and people can just line up to ask questions? That seems
That'd
fairer.
Work. Yeah, that worked. That'll be nice.
If you lack a floor stand. Oh, okay, never mind. I was going to say I can get you one.
We have a floor stand.
Okay.
This is great. A cue.
Oh, man, there we go. They're all looking up. They'll be closer to the beer this way, too, which is better. Yeah. Hey, you can put the mic even closer up. That way it's more of a line behind.
Yeah.
Like, put the mic above in front of this projector. Put it up, like, here. Oh, it's cool. That'll be good. That'll keep them distant in case they start spewing or something. Okay.
Yeah, Scott, thank you for
Thank you, Scott.
That.
All hail Scott Jones.
Yay! Scott's the man. Scott got me here 5 years in a row. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Give him at least five minutes to get clear of the hotel, and then the mayhem really begins.
Sheep.
Exactly. So.
Anyway, I've got a lighter question that doesn't involve prison or breaking into computers.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know there are certain programming language gurus here.
Really?
And I know that Python, if you type import this at the console, you get a nice little Easter egg. I was wondering if there are any other Easter eggs in other programming languages.
Ooh, none that I know of in Perl.
Humorless.
Sorry, yeah. Well, I would know.
No, that's a good question. That's a good question. I like Easter eggs. Come on up
that's
here.
Great.
This is a totally hypothetical question because I'm almost certain this has
there
never actually happened.
Okay, we're ready.
But say you're the IT administrator for a large American city.
Uh-huh.
Say it's the city mm-hmm. that has most of the tech companies in mm-hmm. the U.S.
Right.
Now, this would never happen. But I was
This is a totally a
totally hypothetical
scenario.
Totally hypothetical, but I was
Silicon
thinking
Valley.
How
You're doing
crazy.
Research for a fictional piece you're writing.
San
this
Jose.
Is completely fictional, but I think I dreamt it maybe. I was listening to a podcast and I fell asleep and I must have dreamt it because this
Mountain
would never
View.
Happen.
Okay, we got the disclaimers, so.
Okay.
Sure.
So you realize that you're working with complete and utter boobs.
That always happens.
Okay.
Every single one of them.
You personally or the people around you?
Well, the IT administrator thinks he's the smart person, obviously. Everyone else is boobs.
B-O-F-H, right?
Complete idiots. And
mm-hmm.
Wow.
They want the passwords to the software for the administration for the whole city. And you realize that if you give it to them, they're gonna say they're gonna do something incredibly stupid, like maybe publish those passwords in a publicly searchable database. I know, it's not gonna happen. Don't worry. But a publicly searchable database. Now, say you're the administrator and they ask for the passwords, what are you going to do?
You're going to change it.
What? Good answer. See, I was thinking I would move. So.
I was going to say possibly, you know, maybe get them to sign something that says, I think this is a very bad idea and I advise against it, but you're my boss and I'll do
That's
it
good.
If you order me to, but I strongly suggest that you not do this.
You should have open communication with your boss, you know, if he's going to prosecute
have,
you.
Have
you know, the communication
posted.
Breakdown occurred several steps before that point, usually.
Yeah. I'll stop molesting my sheep.
Post your resume
I thought that's
quickly.
What the sheep was for.
It has a
Oh. It was a virgin until tonight.
No way,
sure
I don't believe that. It was out of your possession
that
for several
looks,
years.
That looks like
if
a used
it,
sheep.
It was rattle.
I'm not looking. I'm not even looking.
I rest my case.
This was the one. This was the sheep that Rattle gave me on my 30th birthday that he rode up
All
and
right.
crap road.
No.
It's my case.
No, that was the black sheep.
No.
Let's continue. Give her a beer. Any beer.
What do you want?
Beer.
Pick
that
something
one.
Out.
Anything but PBR. We have a
the,
really
the
long line. We should keep
beer.
Moving
Let's
forward.
Keep that for the worst question, and we'll shake it up before
yes.
we give it out.
We should keep moving forward. Sir, go ahead.
Based on what I've read, Schneier's solitaire cipher has suffered some serious breaks. Do we currently have a secure hand cipher besides the one-time pad?
I don't know anything about that cipher. Could you provide some background on it?
The solitaire cipher uses a deck of cards to contain both the ciphertext and the key.
Yeah, it was in
some book. Really?
It's interesting, but it's been severely broken in a couple of ways.
Huh. No, this is a good Alonka question.
The most secure cipher is really the one-time pad system. And I'm not familiar with this particular solitaire cipher that you're talking about. I mean, anything that's based on a deck of cards where there's only 52 units, I would find suspicious. I'm not quite sure how that works.
I guess my question is, if I
can't get a one-time pad. Is there a good cipher that he can do with a pen and paper?
If I can't get a one-time pad to my recipient, do I have a recourse that I can use for something serious?
Pencil and paper or with computers?
Without access to silicon.
Without access to something, besides a one-time pad.
Yeah.
I mean, something that has a really, really long key and keep your messages really short. I mean, if you use like a sentence-long key then and you just send a really short message, then, yeah, I mean, if you send a lot of messages with that, it's probably going to be crackable, but a single-time message, no one's going to crack that.
In some respects, that's a one-time pad.
Yeah.
No, it's still a system.
It's okay if the answer is no.
Yeah, so I would use a long key. It's for example, with zip files, some people put a password on a zip file. There's little programs that'll crack open a zip file if somebody chooses a short four-character password, Johnny X. And
that was intentional.
Oh, right, okay. So that'll come up in about 30 seconds. The longer the key is, the harder it is to crack. So if you make your key a sentence long, then it's going to be near impossible to crack if it's a short message.
Yep.
Thank you.
So, one additional piece of data, I guess, back in the day when there was a real risk that they were going to ban cryptography, there was a movement to get a bunch of people to memorize RC4. RC4 is really easy, and you can at least implement your own RC4. If you're someone who likes programming, it's worth doing yourself from the documentation, just so you can say that you've implemented a crypto algorithm. If you can memorize it so that you can produce the code without a reference, then you're doing pretty well, and then they can't take that away from you.
Good. Next question. Thank you.
They can't take it out of your head. Okay. It's in your head. That's what drills are for.
Next question. Let's keep going.
My AirDOS number is 3, so my question is, who here has a lower finite AirDOS number than 3?
Not me.
No, that's...
You win.
Yeah, that's my question.
3 is awesome. Give him a beer.
That'll work. Yeah.
Wait, what did you publish?
What is your paper? No, stop. Okay.
It was a paper on the genetic algorithm extremal optimization
and
testing it. It was published at WorldComp this summer, 2008, in Las Vegas.
And who had the 2?
It was Don Potter at the University of Georgia, and the one that he wrote with is Dr. Robinson at the University of Georgia.
Nice. Okay. Good plan.
Thank you.
All right.
Does anyone want to know what an AirDOS number is? Or?
Does anyone not get that?
If you have both an AirDOS number and a Bacon number together,
that would
be kind of cool.
AirDOS was a mathematician who published a whole lot of stuff, and it got to the point where anyone publishing would give themselves a number based on how many degrees of separation that they were from AirDOS.
Yeah.
So if you were him, you were a 1,
zero.
Right? You were
zero.
Zero. If you published a paper with AirDOS, then you were a 1. If you published with someone who had published with him, you were a 2.
Yeah.
So for you to have a 3 means that you were published with someone who was a 2. That was Potter?
Dr. Don Potter.
And do you know who Potter's number 1 was?
Dr. Robinson.
Oh, that Dr. Robinson. So
he worked with Goodell at Yale in the
70s. Very cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very good, sir.
Next.
Thank you for your contribution to science.
Let's keep going. Please.
Science.
Okay. This is really just kind of a social connections question. Where are the archives going to be of this? And do we have a lot of archives from the previous sessions
that aren't
very easily available?
It's the man.
You know, even maybe from Fuller, from Past, for Johnny X.
APR.org, or what's the current website? Where
it's the man.
Stores?
The man will tell us.
This year's...
Talk into the mic.
Use the microphone.
I haven't been doing this for years. Yeah, this year's all of the tracks from this year are going to be hosted on Dragon Con.
Dragon Con
will. It's always there. Scott has
for a longer time, I guess.
Yeah, Scott has the previous year's worth of archives. Like we have 2007 on this computer, and then. We've got hard drives with all the previous years.
Okay, I'll get with you.
Exactly.
In that same vein, you could probably suggest things like, repos of like digital white papers if you had to read up on some protocols or something like that.
Good question. No PBR for you. You get beer. Stuff. Serious beer. Serious beer. Pick a serious beer.
You pick.
Yes. Crappy questions, PBR. So far, so good.
And Freak Tank, Inner Zone, Outer Zone.
Carolina Con.
Yeah.
All right. All right, next, please. Got a long list. Long
Johnny,
list.
You mentioned earlier that you were dragged into the hacking scene kicking and screaming, and I was curious as to what was the allure or hook that actually brought you in at first.
Actually, no, it wasn't kicking and screaming, but yeah, I can tell you the genesis point, the thing that tipped me from the light side to the dark and turned me into an incurable weirdo. It was the Reverend Ivan Stang's High Weirdness by Mail. Great book. It's out of print. It is hideously obsolete, but is still a hilarious read if you track down a used copy. Ivan Stang founded the Church of the Subgenius. You familiar with them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, he wrote this book that was basically a compilation of all the weirdo groups that he'd been in touch with over the years and decades. Snide paragraphs about who they were. He says in the intro, I'm going to insult all of them so it doesn't look like I'm playing favorites. And their contact info. And the gist of the book was you write to them and ask for more info about their group or organization or ideas and, you know, be polite and enthusiastic and really want to know more. And they start sending you free stuff in mail. And as they exchange mailing lists, you get on more and more mailing lists for bizarre, weird, free stuff. And then the weirdness just flows to you unasked. It was a new hobby for the price of a stamp, 29 cents, I think, at the time, which will tell you how old it is. And I discovered the book in college, and after college I was doing the roadie thing for a couple of years, so my mailing address was my parents' house, and I went through High Weirdness by Mail and wrote every single place in there and used my parents' mailing address, which is where I stopped by to pick up my mail, and I had stuff stored for a while. And after about 6 months of that, my mom and dad said they really wanted to talk to me while I was in town. They sat me down in the living room and they said in utter seriousness, son, have you joined a cult?
And
the answer was, well, yeah, I guess I kind of have, but it's not in the way you think. Let me show you. And I went and explained the book and didn't try to explain the Church of the Subgenius, except they make fun of televangelists. And they like UFO conspiracy theory, but it's all a big joke. And they said, okay, we still, you know, this took like hours. And they said, okay, I don't know. Now I think I showed them the diagrams in the book, actually. But yeah, technically diagrams. So yeah, eventually they said, okay, I guess you're not in a cult, and we don't quite understand this, but it seems like a harmless but eccentric hobby, which you've had in the past, so this one's just weirder than most. And by the way, we don't want the staff coming here anymore because we're worried about what the mailman might think and who he might report us to. So whoever has Post Office Box 23001, Nashville, Tennessee, 37064.
Is that how you started getting post office boxes?
Yeah. That's why I started getting post office boxes. So whoever has that post office box in Nashville, God only knows what they've received in the last 7-8 years since I moved down here.
Incredible.
And yeah, this was all pre-internet. Zine scene was still live, tape trading, and all that stuff.
Good beer. Good beer. Good beer.
I really resent the fact that an old roommate stole my International Flat Earth Society t-shirt.
Ice, if you're a girl, it's no problem.
Okay, next person. High Weirdness by Mail, the Reverend Ivan Stang.
Yes.
Can anybody explain Kaminsky's DNS weirdness?
Of course.
Fully?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's easy.
Dan's a great guy.
So,
easy.
Here's the deal.
English.
Where do I start is the question.
A good question, by the
Take
way.
A beer.
So good
that's,
beer.
That's fine.
Good beer, go
so
sit.
Basically, the problem is that... So basically, you send a DNS query. Your server sends a query to a DNS server trying to resolve a name. And someone malicious could spoof a response. There's a random number that's a transaction ID that's in each DNS request, but the size of that transaction ID is not very large.
16 bits.
And so... The problem is basically what the thing that they missed is that you can what they end up doing basically is they do a bunch of requests for different names within a domain. So xyz dot CNN.com, ABC.CNN.com, 123.CNN.com. And each one of those it involves a transaction with this DNS server where it goes to CNN.com's name server and asks, what is ABC.CNN.com? And there's a certain period of time before the reply comes back. It's very difficult to explain these things when these things are going on beside you. So,
wow.
You're doing pretty
good. You get a beer for that.
I threw up in my mouth.
Wow. Ugh.
So basically the...
Don't try this at home.
What you do, what the bad guy does during each one of those transaction round times, while it's, you know, waiting for CNN.com's name server to respond with the answer that there is no ABC.CNN.com, the bad guy sends a bunch of potential answers for ABC.CNN.com with different transaction IDs, and he's hoping to guess correctly. And over a long period of time, you're trying lots of different subdomains on CNN.com. Eventually, you're going to win the race, and you're going to get the right transaction ID, the requesting server is going to take your reply. Your reply is going to get there before CNN's reply that says there is no answer for this question. In your answer, you can attach another answer, which says I don't know the answer to that question. This other guy has the answer that you're looking for, and his DNS name is this, and this is his IP address, and that is what you end up caching. And so you can control you can control CNN.com at that point. You can say the real authoritative server for CNN.com is this guy over here.
I love that it's called In Bailiwick. Bailiwick is the address.
Yeah, I don't know where they came up with that word.
It's bizarre. But basically, what you're saying, what you're saying, can I say it?
Oh, yeah, no. Try to, it's a complicated subject.
Very simply, if I want to pretend I'm CNN.com, I ask a DNS server, tell me ABC.CNN.com. Tell me DEF.CNN.com. Tell me GHI.CNN.com. Over and over and over again. Now, that server is going to ask CNN.com for the right answer. But I can keep flooding it, a UDP packet, with a faked header so that it looks like I'm CNN.com responding to him. Eventually, the outbound query matches the inbound query, and all of a sudden I become CNN.com's name server for that.
You're in a race every time. Yeah. Every time that transaction goes out the victim to CNN.com.
But because of the birthday attack, you actually end up getting it pretty fast.
So is it just for that one person, or is it for
you end up controlling the whole domain
for
so
that,
you control
for that
CNN.com
server, for that server
as far as that person is concerned.
Yeah.
As far as that that victim is concerned.
So you can't control CNN.com for CNN.com, but you can pick any particular address.
You could pick Comcast, and you could control CNN.com for Comcast,
and
which
that's
is a
sufficient.
Pretty. Yeah. Bad situation.
Yes. This is a new take on an old hack. Like cookies used to have this problem.
Yeah.
Cookies had guessable session IDs for the longest time, and now we've put all kinds of prophylaxis in to make sure that you can't.
Prophylactics or prophylaxis? I think it's prophylactics.
Randomly guess next session.
Oh, is that him? Going back? It's Scott.
Was the sufficiently randomized transaction
idea?
Oh, is the
truck
in my car? It's all about the sufficiency.
Look,
generating random numbers is fucking complicated.
Hi.
An inmate and a federal prison. Hang up to decline the call.
Hey, John.
Let's pick this up after our caller is done. I've got another point to make about it, but I'll shove
it.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on.
Howdy. Again.
Yeah, hello again.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, I should have mentioned, I don't know if Scott had heard about this. I only can get 15-minute phone calls every 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I probably have about 5 minutes for this call, and I'll have to save the rest for the rest of the month until 15 minutes for this month. I want to thank everybody for a chance of being there, and thank you, Scott, for allowing me to do this. And hopefully some people there have gotten the better insight, a little bit of prison and federal systems.
Yo, chill.
I guess if anybody wants any last questions or anything like that, or
questions
for him? Let's prioritize questions for Fuller.
I had a question about the open FTP that he was running, but it's more just a general for everybody who's running an open FTP. I don't know if he wants to get
Don't run an open FTP.
Well, it's not open. It's limited access, but I wonder if there's any security measures that people can take for
it's
FTP.
It's not a
stuff.
Question you can answer.
Okay.
Ask it later. We'll answer that one.
I'm wondering if there's any sort of work service program in the technical fields while you're in prison. Like, is there some electronics lab that you can go to or do something mentally stimulating like that?
I think the question was relating to technical occupational learning stuff.
Yeah, while in prison, yes.
The majority of what they do is they get people to get the GED.
Sir.
After that, there is a computer course you can take, the computing, like the Microsoft Office Fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
The main instructor for that is out now for the past 6 months, and we take the class twice a week.
Can you be a little tip forward just a little bit?
You're
on the wire.
That's just the only thing. You're welcome to take continuing learning courses, correspondence courses from colleges and universities. And in this particular institution, there's Unicor, federal prison manufacturing company. And this particular facility is a textile facility. So basically, what they do is they sell uniforms and canvas stuff that the folks like U.S. military, law enforcement, all the uniforms that are made in prisons are made in uniform. Beyond that, there's really nothing.
Thank you.
Take a beer. Take a beer. Next question for the man.
Who's got a question for Fuller?
Fuller questions, please. Fuller, only.
There's cold stuff in there.
A microphone. Get the microphone, please. Get the microphone.
No. He's got to be I drank the two that I brought.
How do you go from going stir crazy while you're in there? Have you found something specific that you do to keep yourself occupied and keep your mind sharp and not go nuts?
There's lots of stuff you can do. They have lots of rec area. It's kind of small, but what a lot of people don't realize, you see all these movies with people doing bodybuilding, weightlifting in prisons. Almost all the prisons around the country have got rid of that. Because if they think you have it, when you have several hundred testosterone-driven men who don't, get real broke, don't have any other way to relieve their frustration. So this is one of the few institutions that still has big bars and stuff like that. But there's pool tables, there's the law library,
the mic first. Go.
Many a great book has been written while in prison. Take advantage of that.
Yeah, like Mein Kampf.
I wasn't going to mention that one. But, you got to admit, it is a notorious book.
All right. John, that's fine.
What's the coolest thing you or anybody else has hacked while in prison?
What's the coolest thing that I've happened or hacked and gotten?
Yeah, like maybe two paper clips, light a cigarette or something like that.
Considering your background in computers and all that, how is this going to affect post-employment when you finally get out?
It will be interesting. I principally have a job when I get out. Provided a company I would consult you with, we're still in business, they'd love to be hiring me back. It'll be interesting because I wasn't really allowed to use the internet before I got here. And, you know, they'll probably have that same restriction after I get out. So it will be interesting. So there's lots of other things I picked up here. Like, when I would work in the kitchen, you know, put me on like a fairly good paying job at a restaurant, you know, for doing prep work and all that other stuff that they do. Yeah, that'd be one thing. You know, put me off to the computing, but they would still pay bills and that sort of stuff.
Another question?
Next one. Does your age affect your sentencing when you commit a cybercrime? Like, if you're under 18 and you attack an open server, will you end up in federal prison or with, like, probation or something like that?
It varies. Most people under 18 go to the juvenile court. If you're about 16, 17, then you're just kind of across the area. After that, it depends on what all you do. The problem is, the younger you are, more points you get on your classification, because they figure the younger you are, the stupider you are, you know, the more chance you can beat it. You want to have other stuff going on. And the older you are, the less points you get because you're older. And your points define where the prison system you go. So, say, for example, mine, I have an automatic, I think, 6 points because of my age. And it's actually dropped me to 4 because magic age of 26. They drop that down. After that, then it goes to like your mid 30s and your mid 40s. By the time you reach 65, points for your age go to 0, and it all moves to depending on what your classification is, depending on what you want to do with it.
Okay, one more question, probably. He's only got 15 minutes.
One more question.
Next question.
One last question for Fuller.
Anybody? I think we're
for Fuller.
I think we're done.
Anybody?
I think we're done for now, buddy.
I feel for you. Thank you for doing what you're doing. That's really cool.
Thanks for joining the panel.
Yeah.
Get out soon. Be good.
Lots of fun doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And John,
be safe.
That was incredible.
Food for thought.
Yeah, so other questions now? Because we need to keep moving forward. Thank you, go ahead.
Yeah, first to follow up on the Kaminsky guy. Interesting, one character fixed it.
Fixed what?
The Kaminsky DNS flaw.
Explain.
The patch to it was
no. The patch is more than one character.
They randomized the source port. Commented on it. Said you know it was a.
I've read the patch.
Oh well.
Then what they did is they randomized.
You might want to enlighten the people on Engadget.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Where I was reading where the patch came from, and they were like, you know, like one character change.
No, it's more than that. What they do is they randomize the source port that they select when they send a transaction, which adds some additional entropy, which is a hack on top of a hack on top of a hack. But in any event, it works, sort of. What it does is it makes it take a lot longer to own you than it did before. Before, you could be owned in like less than a minute, and now it takes, you know, maybe a couple hours. And the hope is that you have an IPS or something that will detect that much traffic. But it's still kind of an issue, and yeah. So there's some other stuff going on. I do want to say one thing. If you are responsible for a name server and you don't know what we're talking about, you need to make sure that your name server is patched, because bad shit happened or was announced about a month ago.
If you don't have random session IDs or random source ports, you're in trouble.
The second thing is that if you have a name server that is behind a network address translator, the network address translator can rob you of your entropy in spite of the fact that you have patched, because your packet comes out of the nicely randomly selected port on your DNS server, then goes through the firewall, and then comes out of a not-so-randomly selected port, which someone could predict. And the attack is going to hit that port and not the port that was chosen by the DNS server. So if you have like an enterprise NAT device, you need to look at your DNS architecture, and you may need to temporarily move your name servers into a DMZ where they're not getting NATed.
Well, the one I wanted to ask was the one that they've reported more recently, which they said could be potentially much worse, is the Border Gateway Protocol hijack.
Oh, yeah.
Can you explain how that one works?
I don't know which specific...
It was demonstrated at DEF CON. They hijacked the traffic of DEF CON and rerouted it through their office.
I know what you're talking about. So what they did is basically... So there's this thing that happened about a year ago where Pakistan decided to ban YouTube because... Pakistan is one of those like extremely religious countries, and so what they did is they published in BGP a route for YouTube that went to nowhere, but their route was more specific than the route that YouTube was publishing, and so the entire internet adopted it, and so all of the internet could not see YouTube, and for a few hours until somebody made them stop. And that is a general problem with BGP that has been a problem for years. Stephen Belevin said something like he wrote a paper on this in 1988, and it's still fucking broken.
It was just theoretical up until now.
Oh, well, no. I'll tell you what they did. It's not theoretical, but what they did do something innovative. What they did is, generally speaking, if you do this BGP hijacking thing, you get the traffic that was intended for this destination, and you can do what you want with it, except you have no way to get it to where it was originally intended to go. You can't man in the middle it because you've stolen the route to that destination, and so you have no way to reach them. No one has any way to reach them. Everyone reaches you instead. What these guys figured out is a way to sort of they use AS path prepending in order to kind of the area of the internet around the legitimate destination still points at that destination, but the rest of the internet points at you, and you use a static route in order to push packets out into that area of the internet that's close to the real destination. And so what happens is people try to communicate with this individual, the packets come to you instead, you can do what you want to them, and then you send them off and they actually go where they're supposed to go, and so the people who are the victims of this are not necessarily the wiser. It's a good surveillance technique, but the real innovation was not the idea of hijacking. That's been around for a long time. It was how to get back to the real legitimate source after you've had your way with the packets.
Have another drink.
I'm too sober. Is that the problem?
Can I have another drink?
You yes, yeah, of okay, course you can question. Have another drink.
What?
What are they? We need a way to cut these. Does anyone have a sterile knife?
Sterile. There's nothing about me that's sterile.
Not a knife that has had anything to do with the sex sheep.
Nothing to do with the sheep.
I don't know.
Next question.
I can either have something that had nothing to do with the sex sheep, or I can have a knife.
Next.
When running an FTP server.
Sure.
I mean, he was running an open FTP, but say that you've got an FTP with regular login. It's a restricted access FTP.
Sure.
Are there measures or concerns as far as that's concerned? If the account gets, hosed or whatever.
You know, if you're not already categorized as a common carrier, then you're a participant, and that can be bad. I mean, if you're not, because a common carrier is hard to get a hold of, so you're pretty much screwed.
If you're hosting an FTP, what steps, are the basic steps you can take to prevent, getting in a situation.
You've got to know what people are uploading and why, and you got to be controlling that. Because it's going to be really hard to just be a tube. So if you're just trying to be a tube, Just having an open FTP server is not sufficient.
You're not running an open FTP server. I'm okay. saying it's restricted access, and say it gets hosed somehow.
So somebody uploads something.
Is there a way to prevent? Are there steps beyond just, you know?
Yeah, you hire enough people to watch every upload, make sure you're not doing something stupid.
So it's all about what's provable in court.
Exactly.
What would Does that mean I should trust that money? Peer?
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's got it. Yeah.
Can you prove that you did sufficient due diligence?
Yeah. Right. I mean, if you're
hire a lawyer. Yeah.
Write things on with a permanent marker.
You have to be approved. Somebody hacked you. Or that.
Oh, okay.
The things that came in, you log who's logging in, and if they're logging in,
does not say non-toxic. Oh, it does say non-toxic.
Because it got compromised, and you have.
It just fuck you up real bad.
Okay. Fred, the password Bob. From 172.16.9.5,
so you're gonna get nabbed if you're a participant and you're not doing due diligence.
You realize that none of this is being recorded, and we're gonna edit this segment out of.
Okay, so it comes down to just watch what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be ignorant of what happens on the service you're providing, unless you're so big that you might argue your common carrier status, and that's really hard to get.
Okay.
I mean, you know, YouTube and Google have sort of gotten to there, but they still have then the DMCA takedown provisions and stuff like that they have to deal with, but. You know, if you're just a small guy saying, I'm going to provide this service, you are a participant because you should have reasonable care then of what people are doing in your environment.
And if it doing what he... Doing what he said, though, like, if you can prove that it was compromised, that will protect you, though?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So, but, yeah, you have to get into the state that being a tube is, and until you're in that state, you're going to be in trouble.
Kiddies, it's been fun, but I have to go to the Mad Scientist Ball, and this is the first time I'm ever going to, first time I've ever cut out of Hacking 201 early, so I apologize.
You're a jerk.
Someone else needs to take care of the midnight pizza order run money collection thingy, so I nominate Tom. Does anyone else second that?
Yeah.
All right, Tom. He's not paying attention. I'll tell him in a minute. Before I go, though, I've got this special autographed Johnny X lime that I'm willing to auction off. Does anybody want it? So, can we start? A quarter. I hear a quarter. Do I hear 20? No. Do I hear 26 cents? 26 cents? Anyone? 26? A buck. I hear a buck for a Johnny X autographed lime. Anyone? Huh? Mad Scientist Ball. I'm supposed to be running it. I should have been running it an hour and a half ago. Yeah. All right. So I hear a buck for Johnny X Lime. Do I hear a buck 50? Anyone? $3 for an autographed Johnny X Lime. Do I hear five? $5 for an autographed Johnny X Lime. This is an authentic subgenius artifact, folks. $3 for a Johnny X autographed Lime. Do I hear five? I don't know what proceeds are going to get my car out of the parking garage across the street tomorrow. That's what they're going to. All right, $3 going once, going twice. Sold to the gentleman over there for $3, the official Johnny X autographed lime. Would you like anything else on it, sir?
And the real thing is we have a lot more beer up here and a lot more questions to be taken, so we're going to keep going with questions, please.
Correct.
Next. Quiet. Next question.
It's manned, and I'm not willing to break into another car and get a more recent ticket.
I can't stop him. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's the thing. You have to learn.
Sorry. Go ahead.
If you suspect that your communications are going through a colo that traffic is being split up across.
So if you suspect that your communications are going through.
Through an office that traffic is being split off to one of the government black rooms, is there anything legally you can do to make their life more difficult?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Life sucks.
Yeah.
That's my guess anyway. Any better take on that?
You'll probably beat me anyway. Cause I'm... Yeah. What?
We're playing a game here. What do you want?
Apparently, the rest of the panel has now gone AWOL. I'm doing the whole thing. And
okay,
I don't
what was the... What,
you can pick a good beer. You're, that's a good question. You're a good question. All right.
It depends. Some of them may not.
All right. Good. Next question, please. Well, I'm apparently answering everything now. Go ahead.
For those of us that aren't privileged... For those of us that aren't privileged or rich enough to afford a business class connection or suffering with our residential ones, is there anything to easily detect or mitigate, like the BGP and the DNS hacks that are coming out?
Well, there are tools for each of those that people are able to run and detect that. I think the EFF website has a couple of those things, and since it's the EFF track, I should probably promote that. So yeah, go to the EFF website. At least about the DNS thing, there's a DNS tester that's there.
Yeah, there's a couple of places where you can test your DNS and determine.
Because right. I have patched my DNS server, but okay. The BGP one,
you're fucked.
Yeah, okay. It's transparent. That's the problem. You can't see it. It's transparent.
Utterly transparent.
They actually did this really neat TTL modification thing, which makes them disappear from trace routes.
Yeah.
So, really? Yeah, it's pretty slick.
Yeah, they get the same number of hops that they always did, but it's through them, not you.
Can you tell by the timing on it?
Well, no, that's the whole thing. They're
timing, maybe.
If you notice increased latency, but it's very hard to differentiate that from the noise that's on the internet anyway.
Yeah, the normal load and everything.
Good luck. Good luck. Good question. Thank you. Next.
This is a legal question.
Ooh.
Let's say, hypothetically, that I was running a web page, registered to me, and I was posting old university tests on them. Would the professors be able to claim intellectual property and myself be prosecuted for that?
I think that's possibly true, yes.
Yeah. What if I had the blessing of the professors?
Then, well, right. If you have some way of documenting that the professor gave you the right to republish the test, then you're probably fine.
Yeah, it depends if the professor's a dick or not. I mean, if they said yes,
it also depends,
and then they
if
come
the,
after you. But if they're not going to come after you, publish what you want.
It may be a situation where the professor doesn't own the test, the college owns the test. And so the professor doesn't have the right to give you permission. That may be the case. It depends.
When would the professor not own the test that they wrote?
Because they work for the university, and all their intellectual property is property of the university, right? Yeah.
You should be on.
It's a good question.
Great question.
You want a cold one, probably. Probably in that bucket there.
I have one last thing to say.
Johnny, go
I'm
ahead.
Leaving my sheep here tonight, so y'all do fun and amusing things to interest me. Wait. I autographed a lime. You can autograph this, but I hope
no,
to see...
No. Take the sheep away from Al. No!
When I come back in the morning for Hacking 301, I would like to see strange things done to the sheep.
Take the sheep.
It was suggested
take
that
the
I,
sheep away from the gay
fit.
Boy.
Two doesn't fit.
It was suggested I autograph the sheep and try to auction that off, and if I thought of that first, I would have done it.
Al,
but,
you're not
yeah, doing
enough.
That twice is just
you?
It's not funny. So I want to see weird things with the sheep for Hacking 301. Thank you. Good night.
At least use lube, Al. Come on.
Yes. We've always had this problem. Anyway. Good. Next. Quickly, next.
Have you no decency, sir?
No, he has none.
It does smell like rattle.
Okay, next.
So I work in the IPS and UTM markets and as a developer, and I've been reading a lot of buzz on the internet about IPS not being the future of security. I was wondering what your takes on this. Should
What's
I be
IPS?
Looking for new work?
Intrusion prevention systems.
And unified threat management.
Unified threat management.
UTM. UTM and IPS.
Yeah, go ahead.
Acronym.
Bruce Potter did a great talk on this. And Bruce Potter runs ShmooCon. He's also been published like a million times on O'Reilly. And the superficial flaws that systems like IPS's fix completely mask the fundamental flaws with security in most organizations. And it doesn't really matter. Basically these companies are all selling subscription services because it's all about, we have to keep it up to date. And you can't keep... You can't move faster than zero-day exploits. And most zero-day exploits are prevented by things like having things patched, not having all of your machines addressable.
Wait a second.
So like the basic people aren't doing basic security things. So that security space is kind of like pointless.
There is actually better than zero-day exploits. ISS has a lot of protection for things before zero-day, and that's the advantage of an IPS. You don't have to worry about patch levels.
Right. Well, it does if you're doing PCI compliance. They can do a lot of little things that ISS doesn't have in there. There's little holes that people come right through. Things like ISS doesn't prevent people hitting port 443 on an old version of Oracle running an old version of Apache. The OS has got SSL patches with the Oracle that they're distributing SSL. That's at least 4 to 5 years old.
Right, your IPS cannot decrypt the traffic that's coming across. And, so.
Right, it's not going to look in. It's like, oh, well, it looks like HTTP traffic, so, you know, I guess it's okay. Or it looks like it's encrypted SSL goodness, so, I mean, I guess it's okay. It has no idea what's in there. It has no idea that it's, you know, some Trojan running on our workstation that's completely owned half of your enterprise. It doesn't know. I mean, you could do traffic pattern analysis. But even that,
it is.
It's a great question.
I'm kind of biased on this, but you know, as long as like people are writing protocols that can be malformed and result in buffer overflows, there's a role for IPS to play. It might not be the only thing. It's not. It's just a part of your complete breakfast.
Certainly, yeah.
Why is there always change? He made change.
Yes, he has pennies up here. It's crazy.
I've never seen it's vertical stacking. I haven't seen this since the.
It's all odd.
What's that line from Ghostbusters?
I'm not looking.
Symmetrical stacking.
All right, question.
Okay, if I'm using a dual boot and I have Vista on one and Linux on the other, and I'm using Linux, and are there any good already made hacks that I can use to in Linux change the administrative code for on the Vista?
Passwords and stuff?
There's lots of boot disks and things like that. You get NT4, even 2K or 2007. Server 2007.
There you go, Hexedit.
Smart ass. No, it depends on...
1101.
It depends on the file system that Vista is running. If it's FAT or something that you can mount from the Linux distro, there are scads of tools out there, not only just to do the administrative password hacking, like with rainbow tables and whatnot, but also just to replace the fucking SAM completely. In fact, that's the other thing, is just replacing the goddamn SAM. If you can't hack it, just replace it. So if you have physical access to the hard drive of the box, you own it.
You're done. Cool. Good. Good question.
Yeah.
Move on. Next question.
Okay. Applications on the network are being blocked by their properties.
Dude, No, you can't take a beer. Mom has to get it.
Is my eyeliner running?
If you are under the age of 21 and you get drunk here and you get in trouble, we get in trouble. We don't like getting in trouble.
No,
it's nothing personal. We really, really, really don't like being a source of authority at all. We hate that shit.
And I will
cut. But it is not our fault.
I will cut you like a Puerto Rican in Harlem. Just don't.
He will. He is a dangerous person.
Wow.
Dangerous man.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can make you a no-hito, which is like a mojito without rum in it. But I don't know if you really want one.
I'll make it for you. I think this guy qualifies, too. Let's see.
Okay.
He's like a fetus.
Sorry. All right. With a microphone. The network administrator blocks our applications based on our properties, and we're using Vista. What is an easy hack or program that I can use to change the properties of the application without actually changing the application?
Upgrade Linux.
What does he block?
The properties of the application.
Properties.
Like, if you go on...
Secure mode Vista, where they've got everything locked down, where you can't change in your settings. You've got, basically, they've got them locked down.
Bring a boot disk on a USB key.
Right. Do you bring a live CD. Do you have physical access to the box?
Make
a live distro. You could use a USB key or a CD. And you can actually boot to a completely different OS.
In fact, it's your OS, and it can do whatever you want it to do.
Look up Google Live CDs or Live Distros, and there's scads of them out there.
Ubuntu has Live CDs now.
And right, but if you do it on a... But here's a disclaimer. Anything that you do, you are responsible for.
Okay.
So I might be visiting, you in the pokey.
Let Fuller be a lesson to you all.
Don't get caught.
Yeah. Bad idea.
Okay.
Hey, no. You get a beer for that.
But no, he's young.
No, he's
We're
like,
saying that Vista blows.
Oh, yeah.
Get a beer.
Vista blows.
Spontaneous. Vista blows. Get a beer.
Vista blows comes up. We got enough beer. We'll be okay.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, go ahead. Next.
Okay, I'm actually in college. I've been in college for a while. But my old the old county that I used to go to before I graduated has actually employed me to go from school to school and actually put in Final Cut server, Leopard server, and have it not only watch over, employ, and distribute among several Macs but several PCs. Now, I go to school down at Georgia Southern during the week. So I'm at working in these schools on the weekend now. In school, I'm fine. With VNC, I just use Apple's remote desktop application. But any given time, we're moving terabytes of information, so we have very little spare bandwidth. Is there an application that allows me to connect in without taking a lot of the county's bandwidth? Because that's what they want. Other than VNC, because that's...
SSH.
VNC sucks, man.
VNC does suck. It's like the worst protocol in the whole world.
Yeah, the only way to use VNC, I'm like, that's just
I don't mean to insult
have you,
anyone
have
from,
you
like,
used like RDP? It depends
here.
On the server that you're
problem
running.
Is, it's all Mac.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, there are only two.
There's a
SSH boxes. It, man. Yes, SSH it.
Mac just VNC.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if it's a so Mac, it's you can run units? SSH.
I mean, are you like okay with the console, with the terminal? Like,
oh yeah.
Can you live with that?
I spend half my time in Linux.
SSH is the
correct answer.
All right.
Just put that SSH dick all the way down your throat. Just accept it.
All right. Do you know how? How well does that work with Windows, though?
Well, it doesn't. Right. Well, no, you can actually install an SSH server on Linux.
You can, actually.
Or on Windows, rather. And right. If you do that, you're a pretty good Windows system administrator.
Okay. Because making Windows more like Linux is the
best. I've seen people with Windows box with a user file system on it. It's crazy. You can make Windows very Unixy if you are... I haven't touched it.
All right. Is that the end of your question?
Oh, yeah. Did they finally release a new command line?
Yeah.
That's cool. Cool. All right. See, they finally learned the goddamn lesson. What year is it?
Microsoft finally released a headless server?
Yes. No GUI.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay, but what's the question? What's the question to us?
As far as I'm concerned, Windows is still VMS.
Oh.
It's a fact.
It's okay. I called... I called OS X Next the other day, and I was like, whoa.
I'm okay with that. It's Next Step. It really is.
No, it is Next.
It really is. It and is they're like, we don't... Wait,
and
we
it is OS X.
To
you can tell the difference
it
between...
It was developed on i386, you tools.
Anyone who says it's OS X deserves to be beaten down. It's OS X.
No, it's OS X.
Well, here you go.
This guy was a Mac user
I'm
before.
You outside,
he used
man.
OS 9.
I mean, you go outside, but you're playing first. So
I remember when it was on a prom, bitch.
Okay, one more question. Who the hell runs the Con TV? Because two of the channels don't work. I would have to run in there and fix it.
Is anyone here know anything about the Con TV?
No, not no one. Of course it's
they not. Always say that.
Yeah.
that's what they always tell you after they give you
TV
the AIDS.
Shit, so I'm about to run in there and just rewire all that shit.
Okay. All right. Take a beer, move on, please.
Wait,
there we go.
How old?
I need an ID, dude.
How old are you?
You got ID?
We ID under 30.
Too bad.
What?
We ID
I'm
under
sorry.
60.
You have ID?
Believe me, my dad is right over there.
Too bad.
That makes me feel ancient.
Along. Move along. Nothing
I'm
to
sorry,
see here.
I can't do
move
it.
On.
That makes me feel ancient.
Your dad can come and get the beer.
Sorry.
Is your dad cute?
I can give a beer to people who are over 21 and have ID. I'm sorry.
Bring
I don't like being the authority, but I can't we have to
we,
do that.
We can't get in trouble.
But we don't want to be cellmates with Fuller.
Yeah.
If you want to pull a scam on the bartender downstairs because they're a big corporation.
It's fine. Bring we're just playing by the rules, man. That's
they're,
what we're doing.
Don't screw us.
Don't piss on us because we're playing by the rules. Go ahead, sure.
All right, bandwidth capping.
Yeah.
When the ISP start doing this,
Comcast is going to impose 250 gigs per
jail.
Month.
Were you here at my panel yesterday?
When they start doing this, how long would it take someone to hack it to the point where it's completely worthless?
But there are people who uncap their modems all the time.
And then they get busted.
And then they get busted.
It's up level.
Nine minutes later, the police are at your door. So, you know, knock yourself out.
They're your ISP. They're transmitting each and every one of those bits, and they know how many bits they transmit it.
So here's how you can really...
You've got to completely own them in order to fool them about what you're transmitting.
Here's how you can fix the problem.
It's not like a simple...
Oh, God, they suck. But you still fucking give them your money anyway. Yeah. So stop giving companies that suck, like Apple and Microsoft, your fucking money.
Good point.
Your neighbor's unsecured wireless.
It's called a democracy. And you can do it with your money, too.
This is unnecessary.
There's a winning move.
I know there is a winning move, but I am too intoxicated to figure it out.
So I'm intoxicated, too?
Get a Wi-Fi card or a WiMAX card.
I know, but there's always other options. Before. You know what you're doing.
And those are limited to 5 gigabytes a month? Okay.
Start your own ISP, then.
You can make, it doesn't have to be 135.
That's true. Next. Right. Next, no please. Next.
All right, so everybody has these new fancy EPCs and fancy high-end laptops that
EPCs,
have their...
EPCs? Wait. What's an EPC?
What are you doing?
The one laptop per child.
Would you like a
BLPC?
EPCs.
EPCs.
Come on, get closer to that thing. Would you like a Let it know you love it.
Solid state devices. The storage devices, right? Flash memory, you know?
Oh, right, right. Solid state storage drives, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So since they're flash memory and they have wear leveling and all this stuff, is there any way to actually erase something without destroying the drive by writing to it 80 million times?
No, who? In fact, who did the talk on solid state storage at Outer Zone? Shit, that was a great talk, and it's probably on the Outer Zone archives. He did an excellent talk on how the wear leveling algorithm works.
Oh, Scott Moulton.
Yeah, Scott Moulton.
He has the most technically sophisticated PowerPoint presentations I have ever seen. You're like flying through the RAM, dude. It's like hallucinogenic.
Oh, I wish I'd seen this. Oh.
You know what's funny about that? The truth.
Wow. I don't know. There must be archives of Outer Zone.
I'm sure there are, because Skydog was talking about making sure that all of the videos were posted. And that is definitely the talk that you want to see. He kind of discusses how data is never really, you know, how data is erased and how it's stored in those devices. And that's really the talk that you want to see. I don't want to tell you more than I don't know.
Okay, next question. Thank you. That was a great question. Great question. Thank you. Next.
Is it all right if I ask a math question?
Math. Here we go. Math. Everybody listening? Longer? Listen.
Are there numbers that can't be represented by a finite series of symbols?
Oh.
Because most transcendental numbers seem like they can be represented by some sort of sum. Or we've got other things like
irrational numbers. Can I phone a friend?
Sure.
Right, I'm going to phone her.
No.
Are there
numbers? I know someone who has a PhD in mathematics.
Well, are we talking integers?
I was thinking more like decimals, like things like the square root of 2.
Transcendental.
Yeah, irrational numbers. Imaginary numbers and things would be.
Are there transcendentals that cannot be described?
Come here.
Come here.
Yeah. We got a math geek here.
What's your Erdős number? Hang on.
When you get to 10 to the negative 52nd, I think, on a 32-bit, you start losing precision, and that goes way lower.
No. He's talking about
pure math
as a...
Right.
Right, he's talking about pretend math that people don't actually do.
So the question is there undescribable things that you can describe?
It's like, I could do inertia tensors. I don't care.
Like the square root of negative 2.
I get more sex than you.
Yeah.
Square root of negative 2 is what?
Well, square root of 2 is...
Negative 2.
Square root of negative 2 is transcendental.
Square root of negative 2.
I'm drunk, Durek, but...
Okay.
Yeah, give him a beer. Move on.
Yeah. Well, that's a tough question.
This isn't like something that I need to use in my daily life.
I know.
This
that's a like, good. That's a great question. Take a beer. Move on. Thank you. Next.
All right. First of all, I'm loud.
Oh, you again. You are loud.
Yeah,
but you're pretty.
I'm a podcaster, and I've always been told to project, so I've learned to project too much.
Diaphragmatic breathing.
Yay, podcaster.
Yay, podcaster.
What's the name of your podcast so you can plug it?
Cerulean's Love of Music.
Yeah,
indie music.
Your badge is Cerulean something. Podcast.
Yeah, oh. And I know Randall.
Brilliant.
Okay. First of all, I am a card-carrying member of PETS. That's People for the Ethical Treatment of Sheep.
Oh. That is the best acronym ever.
Apologize to the mutton.
I'm sorry. To the mutton,
it's,
we
it's
say
okay
sorry.
What you're doing to the sheep. We just believe you need to buy her dinner first. Or him. I'm not sure what gender, but
can I just insert a 20? Would that be enough?
No,
do
it's definitely.
Can I just insert a 20?
My drag queen sheep.
All right, all right.
Al's about to blow the sheep.
So
hang on.
So 20 is the level, right? Just 20. Blow, suck is just an expression.
Just buy her a drink. That's all.
All right, I'm good for that.
I actually have a question.
Okay, so sure. Loud. Please.
Okay.
Quickly. Quickly.
No.
I really like. He's setting it on fire or something.
No. Money.
Money. No. Okay.
It's a sheep.
Pay
piggy
forward.
Bank.
It's up here.
I really like weird tech stories that sure becomes apparent after you've met me for about 5 minutes.
Sure.
I'm sure y'all heard about the thing with this guy named, I think his name is Jason Fortini. He put an ad out in Craigslist, basically a sex ad, and it was a social, he called it a social experiment.
Is this the Mario one?
What now?
The Mario one, where you have to play Super Mario Brothers while he has sex with you.
I don't know what the ad said.
Oh, I responded to that one.
I didn't. And I'm sure if there are any sheep ones, you responded to that one too, but no, I didn't actually read the ad. But what he did was, I don't remember what information he asked for, but he did ask for personal information, and people sent him the information, and he published it, because he called it a social experiment.
Okay.
Now, my question for y'all is...
The sheep's full.
Oh, this is that troll guy.
Yeah,
the
trolling
New York
thing.
Times just did a big article on him, right?
I personally think it's creepy, and I
it
think
is.
It's wrong.
It's extremely
but,
creepy.
I mean, some people think it's a social experiment, and he has
a right
to do it.
No,
I don't
he's
think
a jerk.
So.
He's a jerk, yeah.
I think he just thought it was funny, and he wanted to laugh at them.
No, he's a mentally and emotionally damaged
really?
Individual.
Okay, see, I don't know anything about him. I just heard this
so,
and thought
Alonka,
it was funny.
Have you done research on this?
Yeah.
New
York Times a few weeks ago did a really good article in their Sunday magazine called The Trolls Among Us.
Uh-huh.
And it's about individuals that it's not hacked. These are people who deliberately go out to antagonize as many people as possible.
Right.
To emotionally traumatize people, like to go to someone whose child just died and then make fun of them for their child
dying.
Really beyond the pale.
Beyond human.
Right. And that's the definition of a troll. Not just someone who's goofing around, but someone who's actively antagonizing other people and is using the anonymity of the internet to do it. If they did it in person, their nose would be gone. That's state by state. I mean,
sued.
That's something interesting in the article, in the New York Times article, The Trolls Among Us, about how different states are actually looking into different legislation about at what point does anonymity go out the window and someone is going to be prosecuted for doing these kinds of things that are deliberately targeted to traumatize.
So I worry about laws made like that because you can't legislate people being nice. I mean, we already try to legislate people out of stupidity. And you see how well that works. More laws don't make it better. And really, it's like the whole, you know, can I burn a flag? Yes. Should I burn a flag? Probably not.
No.
It's like programming in Java. Can I program in Java?
Yeah.
Should I program in Java?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Right. Probably not.
Freedom of speech
so it's
only
the same
goes
thing.
So far. The
can
freedom
I...
of speech does not give you the right to shout fire in a crowded theater.
Exactly. So it's...
Or to talk on your cell phone in a crowded theater.
Right, no, but it's the same thing. It's you see the lady who's walking by and her child just died, you know, and you go, ha ha, your kid just died. Well, you know, you're an asshole. You know, should be put in the pokey for that? Well, probably not. But maybe your neighbor should come and have a pillowcase party later on at your house.
Just a pokey shower.
Yes. Every shower I take is pokey.
Where a couple of guys posted like about a female lawsuit, like we're gonna find her, we're gonna rape her, that sort of thing, and it actually went legal.
That's still
but that's
trial.
Conspiracy. But that's spirit. That's threatening.
It's still the first time that a troll has ever been actually like tracked down.
Right, but that's conspiracy to commit a crime. But so that's different.
That's a threat.
Yeah, that's a threat.
Well, this guy I've actually published.
That's not just ha ha, your kid's dead. Because you're just an asshole.
Well, this guy actually published these people's personal information that he garnered,
we don't,
and they want to sue him. You know,
we don't have privacy laws. Show me the law about privacy that we're guaranteed. Where in the Bill of Rights are you guaranteed a right to privacy? We're not.
I guess you're right.
Ooh, no. This is a little.
I know.
Right. Yeah, you're probably right because they did provide
in the penumbras of the Fourth Amendment and Fifth Amendment. There's
that they wish away. I think it needs to be explicit.
Griswold versus Connecticut, sir.
Okay. That's probably done.
Thank you. Yeah, you want
right.
a beer?
Take a beer.
Take a beer. And I highly recommend the New York Times article. It's very well done.
It took a while for
them
to figure that out. So
that's a nice shirt.
Got a question for the locals here.
It's called The Trolls Among Us.
I'm a CS major at Georgia Tech, and I'm just wondering where me and my friend should go for the next 2600 meeting.
Yes.
And when?
They're the first
city. Which area code? Which area? 404?
Yeah.
2600 well, Atlanta, where is it?
The first Friday of every month, like every 2600 meeting. It's the. Because every. Exactly. Lennox Ball in the food court, and it's the first Friday of every month.
Oh,
yeah, and you have
you
DC 404
to the DC
in the
404
area.
Meeting too.
Oh, screw you, pal. So. plug
I've
it.
I've actually never been to one.
There probably
answer,
are.
Move on. Ask and answer. Come on. Move on.
Go. Get a drink.
Oh, grab a
you
drink.
You don't look like a fetus, and you should take
wait,
that
wait,
shirt
are
off.
Are you
by
21?
The way.
No feet.
Do you have an ID?
Yeah. Not a feet eye.
Oh.
I'm sorry. We can't give you a beer. Yeah.
But look at how hot he is. Look at him.
Where's your ID?
Oh, look, it's on you.
What are you, Eddie Murphy's girlfriend?
My girl likes to party all the time.
That was really Eddie Murphy who sang that, by the way. I lost a bet.
Is he 21? Right. Like you have proof?
Come here. I have a test for you to check if you're 21.
No. Run.
I want to see this. Actually.
No, I don't want to go to jail.
What happened to the sheep? Where's the sheep?
The sheep is full. I think it's time for a pump and dump.
Where's the
sheep? Ooh, next, please, quickly.
Hi.
Philosopher.
Wow, people pay you to do philosophy?
Are you a stand-up philosopher?
Come to the mic. I can't hear you.
Who pays you to do philosophy?
I can't hear her. What's going on with the mic?
My tax dollars at work.
Why is the mic dead?
Because there were drunk people and...
Okay.
Al?
Talking to the mic. See what happens. No, it's dead. It's dead still. What's happening?
There's a light on the mic. I see it.
What happened? What happened to the mic? Mic's
on?
Dead. My mic is good. Her mic is dead.
Eyes
no
in
idea
the
why.
Dark. What moon
that's it.
Circles?
No. Why is her mic dead?
Give her another mic.
Lady on the board. Why is the mic dead?
And stop touching yourself, Ken.
That sucks. Jesus. I'd like to be able to hear you.
Kent.
Okay, just...
It was such a good movie.
Hypothetical role. Okay. Here's a hypothetical for you. Say you suddenly can re-engineer the entire architecture of the internet.
So you're a relativist?
Wow. No, I'm not, thank God.
Okay.
Say we're crazy.
Can, yes. So you can suddenly, from the ground up, build it all.
Wow.
What would you do?
I would.
I'd make me the king of the world, is what I would do. Really, if I had the chance. She's asking if we could re-engineer the internet from the ground up, what would we do differently? I think, DNS. DNS would have security.
Oh, I wouldn't even have DNS. I hate you people who, like, need names. We know we used to have internet before
yes,
fucking
really.
Names.
If you
I
can't type 10.240.38.2 every time
right.
you want to go to, like, MySpace. Yeah.
And you want to know what? I'd still have Gopher, because I miss Gopher.
Gopher was way better than Gopher.
Yeah. And I had a Gopher site. Like, my friend just emailed me the day. He's like, I'm taking down the Gopher site.
The Gopher Appreciation Society.
And I literally burst into
Here
tears.
We go.
Does anybody know if the Gopher site at Tech is still up?
Is it? It's just still a Gopher
I think
site?
That SMTP would have to be different.
Yes.
Anybody remember Archie?
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, and Veronica, and later on Jughead. Because
and Jughead, yes.
That was,
I remember Jughead.
Look, I'm fucking old, man.
Well, we all are. That's the same.
Not as
part.
Old as some other people, but like Vic
me.
Vandal.
You're not as old
but,
as me. Yeah, so
we've heard that side of the room's answer. What about that side?
There would be something different about SMTP. We're still arguing about what it is. Yeah. But there
would
be some would sort of...
A lock would still have MUDs.
About, you know, three-letter domains. Like, you know, .gov, .org. Would we still go that route?
Well, I mean, it sounds like we've undone that. It sounds like they've opened that up. You'll be able to create your own TLD if you can justify it.
Yeah, they're getting ready to change that.
Why
didn't that get more news coverage, by the way? I saw one place.
I think if I could redo the internet, I think I would pipe bomb network solutions or go back in time and murder whoever started that nonsense.
Network solutions suck.
Because that's the gayest bullshit I've ever seen in my life.
So as a philosopher, do I get a beer?
I can.
Yeah.
I can, secondly.
Always drink.
Psycan isn't working the way it should.
And you're really not a relativist. That's a shame.
Yeah. Thank you, though. Great question. Thank you for taking a beer.
Next. You should.
Next, please.
Okay.
Go.
At the time that it came out, the integrated WAS machine was one of the most wonderful things that I'd ever seen. You guys, any idea? Have there been anything since that you think is comparable or superior?
What is the integrated WAS machine?
Wide area application server.
No, that's Waze.
Wozniak.
What did Wozniak?
What about Wozniak?
I'm talking about the Apple.
He's crazy and he smells okay.
Yeah, he put the...
Which end?
He's been on a few cruises with me. I know who he is.
He put the entire, like... the entire Apple II on a single chip.
Oh, nice!
For one
Good
of
him.
His for one of the later machines.
He just and he just
yeah. But there's something to be said about AppleSoft Basic.
He got married recently to Janet Hill.
It's easier. It was easier for children to learn to do useful things with computers when computers spoke Basic by default, and that was kind of how they worked.
And still had the capability to do more.
It came with a Basic interpreter, but it wasn't really the same thing.
So what's the question to us that we can answer?
Is there something better than the Apple II?
Well, no. I mean, as far as at the time, it was... I mean, nobody... They certainly hadn't put a PC...
Someone in here is a commie.
Before.
Who's the commie in the room?
Well, okay.
There it is. He's back behind you, the commie.
whatever.
So are you asking what's a good platform to learn on?
Not at all, no. Well, actually, would you prefer... Okay. It was just a historical interest question, I'm sorry.
Everybody I prefer a prison
talk.
Shower rape.
Okay.
Oh, small talk. I love small talk.
Okay.
Who just disparaged small talk?
Yeah,
I will
really.
Cut you.
I'll take them all on. I'll take
small
them all
talk
on.
Rules.
You and me.
You Let's wouldn't know object orientation if it fucking raped you
I'll
in the shower with a razor blade thermos.
I'll disparage an objective C.
Dude, you rock. Wow. That's it. Yeah. Small talk rules, man. Small talk
Oh, God.
Rules.
Like Java just got fucking, like the Booleans are finally now just singletons.
Dynamic
and it's like
languages rule.
37 years later. Exactly. Gay.
That's a fucking security nightmare.
Okay.
Keep programming in Ruby, everybody.
Started.
To a question we can answer would be nice.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He gets a beer. It's cool. It's a good question.
It's a great question. We don't
We're
know
just
answer.
Too drunk to answer it properly.
Yeah. You know the answer. That's fine. Thank you. For
and
the
I'm not
question.
Rattle.
We don't know.
Thank Where's yeah, Rattle?
Where I don't know.
Yeah, and again, I saw Laughing Boy out in the hall. He's
going to the cool party.
This seems like it's kind of... It's going with the continuity of the server thing that happened tonight when we talked. Fuller was on the phone, and a net neutrality question. Say like you read, the EULA for your ISP, and you pretty much, it says it cannot be a public server. So you decide, well, I'm gonna make sure I have password accounts, things that check that I'm not gonna let anyone into this except me. Do you have any grounds as an argument against that if, say, your ISP does find out, but you're like, that's not public?
No, the ISP rules.
It's not,
really
okay. So you're kind of just, do it.
They also, if you read most EULAs, it says that they could terminate your service at will.
Pretty much
for any reason.
That's their
catch-all
anyways.
So really, if they terminate your service, you really have no legal recourse to say, oh, you terminated my service. And so really, the more important thing is, if someone uploads something to this FTP server, am I going to get nailed for it?
Yeah. If that doesn't happen, if you've taken the whatever measures, you have accounts set up, you have block set up, it's not necessarily a public server.
Right.
You're not going to be able to argue those semantics, I suppose.
No. The thing is, you're still responsible.
Are you arguing with the FBI or your ISP?
Right.
Not right now, neither.
Well, if you're arguing with your...
But what's the hypothetical?
Right.
Shoutcast server. You know, very basic.
Yeah,
you
good
can
luck.
Say you don't want it
good
to show
luck.
Up on the YP page.
Then in that case, you're arguing with the Royalty Copyright right. Board, and you're arguing with your ISP. And the Royalty Copyright Board will rape you.
If they don't find it, then they don't find it. But if they do find it, then they found it.
You use Comcast?
And then they're charging like 17 cents a song now per appearance.
I think
per,
it's a year in prison.
It's something like, and in fact, terrestrial radio stations pay cheaper rates than most podcasters do.
It's putting Pandora out of business.
Yeah.
Sucks. Pandora. Oh,
so you should write to the U.S. Senate and your House and complain about the Royalty Copyright Board and have that shit dismantled, because that is some thievery bullshit going on there.
Comcast known about me for 5 years for far more offensive things than Shoutcast. They don't care.
Take a drink. That's your job. Next, you can talk.
There have been a lot of people complaining recently about how many hoops you got to jump through to accept a self-signed certificate in Firefox, and because I'm such a cheapskate, I'm one of them. My question for y'all is, do you think the certificate authorities are doing their jobs to a degree where they're actually providing a verification to whom we're speaking?
No,
dude,
fact,
you can get like a SSL certificate from GoDaddy for $30.
I think all $10. I worked for a company that got a signed certificate by a signing authority, and I'm actually really not going to use any names because there is still a legal case pending about this. And basically with a forged fax, they gave away an SSL certificate.
They didn't even email you.
And they didn't even email anybody. They just gave it away. So I really can't talk about it, but I will say that I don't think the signing authorities, any time that you put all of your trust in one entity, it's gay. So, and I can use that word in a disparaging fashion.
I was going to say, you're using gay in a disparaging fashion. I can't believe that.
Right, it's I mean, I don't think...
Good question, take a drink.
Yeah, and the fact that your browser comes in a list of pre-trusted certificate authorities, that's just corporate badness.
And a huge number of them.
Tremendous.
It's like 45
endlessly growing. I want to know how I can get me in that list.
I want me there, too.
Like, whose dick do I have to suck to have Firefox accept my certificate?
I wouldn't go that far, but yes.
No, this is not a good enough question for this.
No, fine.
Take it, please. We've got to get rid of this stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Good. Open it.
Just take it. Take it and go.
Open it.
Take it and go.
Pass it around.
Take it and share.
Like my
we
mom.
Got two glasses here. All
right. Do the
seriously.
Two girls.
Take it and share like that
sheep.
All right.
All right. Sure.
That dirty, right. Dirty sheep.
Two guys, one bottle.
Two guys.
Did I go there? Yes, I went there. Went there. Yeah.
See, and you thought I was going to make the two girls one cup joke. We're throwing you off up here.
I got my own beer. It's no problem. Yes, I bring the girl beer. It's okay. I'm bringing the girl beer. All right.
You got to finish
next,
that,
please.
All right. You get to drink
next.
I was going to make some sort of inane comments about the dynamic thing. About the whole dynamic language thing being a Haskell programmer.
Can't hear.
That's Haskell program. I was going to make some kind of...
Haskell's good.
I was going to make some comments about that, but instead I decided to nitpick of something that we've noticed in my office recently. We recently were able to use Perl 5.10, and I'm wondering why switch is why you use feature switch and the keyword is given, and why use feature given doesn't work. I was wondering whose mistake that was. Because this only costs
not me.
Not to mention who would use a switch statement anyway in Perl, but...
Dude.
You know,
that's all I could say.
It's a technology. People want it. You know, the thing is that, you know, all the way back to Perl 2, we've had 1,700 ways to spell switch, just that none of them were S-W-I-T-C-H, is what pissed people off. And so finally, in 5.10, we include something that's sort of Perl 6-like.
How could you move from small talk to Perl? That's what I want to know. Doesn't that hurt you? Do you like cut yourself in the bathroom like a goth girl before prom?
I had to do what I had to do to make money. You know, I sold out.
It's like that's, you know, you're walking down the stairs, man.
Really, it's because it's the 5.10 project was sort of interesting because again it's past the Perl 6 effort. So it's like what was the next Perl 5 we wanted to release after Perl 6?
And so a lot of the stuff from Perl 6 has sort of infected its way into Perl 5, 5.10, and that's part of it. And I don't understand all the changes they made to 5.10 still, even though I released a book that had that. Because that's my business partner working really hard to release new books. You know, I don't understand it at all. I kind of wish it. But I'm doing small talk this year, not Perl.
Thank God. You know, I just uninstalled Visual Age, like, last week.
From work. VW is good.
And because they were like, get over it, Al. It's over. Yeah, no. As the installer's running, I'm like,
Squeak 4 is going to be incredible. Squeak 4.
Factor.
Yeah.
I like Factor.
Factor's good, man. Sorry, what? What?
Are we ever going to get to pizza?
Pizza? Who's doing that? Because it's not Johnny now. Who did Johnny put in charge? Tim?
No, he didn't put me in charge.
I heard.
I did not accept being appointed.
Where did Alonka go?
She'll help.
She would
help.
Have answered. She'll be back in a minute.
Is that a good question or not?
That was a great
the beautiful
question.
Beautiful girl in the Durst Chapel outfit will help. So we have to like get her up here.
Hello, nurse.
Okay, wait
until
she asks a question.
That'll be good. I
don't
want you to ask a question.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if Hans Reiser was right when he said that choking your wife is the least painful way to kill your wife.
Ooh.
I'm preferential to drowning in the sink, but, you know.
You know, what I thought was interesting was the Wikipedia edit for that.
Is Alonka here? Oh, we can't talk about Wikipedia without Alonka being
here. Where'd she go?
She went to the bathroom. She'll be back.
Okay.
The queen of Wikipedia.
The wonderful edit that was made. I'll talk about it anyway. Because
Jimbo Wales.
If you haven't seen it, it's actually preserved because every edit is preserved. But
maybe.
Right after.
At see Jason Scott for details.
It's there. But the edit is wonderful because right after the conviction was announced, there was an extra column added to all the file systems that run on Linux, and an extra column was added to, what would it say, helps you kill your wife? Something like that. So there's like, no, down to Reiser. Yes. No. Beautiful. If you haven't seen it, go check out that edit. It was
really funny.
Hilarious. It was effing hilarious. I believe, you know.
It's a great file system, and it helps you murder your wife.
Exactly.
I mean, that was my other question. Should we trust it after he did such a shitty job of killing his wife?
That's as good as many other FSs. And
but come on. Like, Alan Turing was brilliant, but he was a shitty fag. So, I mean, they...
you keep bringing that up. All right.
I know.
Anyway.
I love him.
Thank
He's
you.
My hero.
Good question. Good beer. Next question.
I'm wondering if you...
Right. She's dead, right?
She's dead. What's she going to say?
He got the job done.
Yes, really. He only had to rip out
much,
the
much like Reiser,
seat
it, get,
of his
it gets
car.
The job. Then you're just going to be fixing the journal for the rest of your fucking life.
And put 2 inches of water in
15
his car.
15 to life.
Do like a few things. Right. It's all good. All right, sir.
Okay. Can you comment on the commercial wireless broadband, like Clearwire? Do I trust them? Are they WiMAX?
Never trust what? Anything.
Okay. Can I look at other people's traffic easily?
Oh, I don't.
Are they good? Are they worth using?
I don't know much about them. And I'm trying to think of who would be a good person, like who does that.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah.
Is it encrypted?
Somewhat, but not entirely.
Yeah.
Is it an IEEE?
I haven't tried to like look at other people's traffic, but
you.
I think it could be done fairly easily.
We had a Wikipedia question. Right.
Well, it depends what it is, and it depends what they did. They probably did it wrong, but.
Alonka, how's Jimbo doing?
If it's an open standard, then we can look at it.
Is it WiMAX or is WiMAX something different?
How much do you want to know?
I have no idea.
Yes
I haven't
no,
messed
it's like
with
a
any
hybrid.
Of this stuff.
It'll
I probably it's something
really
different.
He had a really bad breakup and his girlfriend gotta have really, put his shirt up gotta have a really good signal for sale.
We have our own all conversation I wanna, going on up here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
The answer is I don't know, and I don't know. I know that I have an AT&T wireless card, and it really sucks, and I hate them.
All we know is take a beer. Because at this awesome. Point, it's fine. Now that Alonka's back, we need to ask her the question.
There's cold ones.
I asked her, why does Jimbo Whale suck?
Okay, but Alonka,
it has
can you describe to
yes,
us...
Yes, Randall, what?
Can you describe to us...
Uh-huh.
You know the Hans Reiser edit that was made to the Reiser FS page? Or not the Reiser FS page, but the page for all FSs working under Linux. How they edited one edit that put the extra column that said that Reiser FS helps you kill your wife?
I miss that.
Oh my God.
You miss that?
But is that permanent?
There's a lot going on there.
Is that
under the impression that you read all of Wikipedia?
Yeah,
all
every
the time.
Day.
In fact, I was under the impression that you
Wikipedia
had most of Wikipedia
gets
tattooed 7, somewhere on you.
New articles Whoa. Per day.
Okay, Ilanka, though, is that edit that's referenced by that website that showed up on Wired? I think it was. Mm-hmm. Is that's permanent, right? So if I reference that diff, I will always be
yes.
able to point to that.
No.
Right?
Yes. No.
Is there a chance?
Yeah, I told you Wikipedia likes to throw things away.
I mean, Jimbo might delete the fucking version that you're referencing.
Right. Is it possible for Jimbo to delete the version?
Really?
Ooh. Oh, are you a secret spidey super administrator?
That's why I'm asking.
The community
her
finally elected me as a Wikipedia administrator in December 2007.
So wait, what are the rules?
It was one of the most controversial votes in Wikipedia history.
What are the rules for under what circumstances can a revision be completely wiped?
Any
administrator can do it.
Yeah, so
arbitrarily.
So arbitrarily.
Whatever reason
they
want.
This is the thing. I love Ilanka, but we have a total philosophical difference. I am totally in the Jason Scott camp of anti-Wikipedia. I really, like, I hate Wikipedia like the Christian God hates fags. I hate Wikipedia.
Wait, say that again.
How much I hate Wikipedia or how much I hate it like the Christian God hates fags.
What makes you think the Christian God hates fags?
I don't know. He said he likes to smite us.
Oh!
But no.
God
it's just,
loves you, Al.
It's I know. It's the arbitrary deletion. It's the I mean.
It's really the Jewish God that hates fags.
Really, anybody
What's
actually.
The
I don't think it's so much gay people. Just me.
The Wikipedia political structure is horribly, horribly dysfunctional.
Right.
I will not argue with
right.
that.
And
I will
painful.
Not argue.
Most countries.
So and I'm actually giving a talk on Wikipedia tomorrow at 2:30, where I'll be
so
going
Ilanka,
into this in more detail.
Go look up the history of the page on file systems that run under Linux.
Okay.
And if you go back about 4 months,
okay,
maybe 3 months, there's 3 months somewhere in there, you'll find the diff that added an extra column that said helps you kill your wife.
Okay.
And riser if S is marked as yes, everybody else marked as no.
This is the longest talk I've ever had about killing anyone's wife.
I know, it's very bizarre. Well, I thought it was hilarious that the way that he got a reduced sentence announced yesterday, I think it was.
Because he was like, I wrote riser FS, and they're like, you're clearly crazy.
The way he got a reduced sentence after he's been convicted, after he's been on the stand saying, it's the Russian mob, it's not me, it's the Russian mob, it's not me. He then goes to through his lawyer to the prosecutor and says, if I tell you where the body is, can I get a reduced sentence from murder one to murder two?
Yeah.
And he got that deal.
Wow.
Because he showed them where the body
And I bet
was.
He'd be able to get off.
The mob took him there when they killed him.
Apparently.
But you know what? He'd probably be able to get off with manslaughter if he told them how to fix Riser FS so the journal didn't accidentally eat itself all the time.
So this is the most bizarre case I know. And I had a bad case.
I really hate Riser FS.
Anyway.
All right, a question for the audience. Who would like to contribute to the pizza fund?
Do we have pizza and money already?
Or does everyone want to go over to the Mad Scientist Ball?
We should go over to the Mad Scientist Ball.
And see the singing Tesla coils.
You know, we have to wrap up soon.
No one else get in the line. The people who are in line now can ask a question.
What are we going to do with the beer?
I'm gonna drink it, ma'am.
I'm taking it with me. Everybody left when we're done with
if you're over 21, come
beer.
Up and get a beer.
Please, right now. Go, go.
Your hair is like a
You gotta be
light.
Over 21.
Only to all friends.
But save some
Please
for the
don't send
online.
Us to prison.
But save some
we
for
have
the people
only,
online.
We have only one panelist on in prison at a time.
And don't take any beers from Al.
Because it's a roofie colada.
Don't take anything.
Wait, look
Yeah.
That's the easiest way we've ever gotten rid of all this beer.
Ilanka, please
anytime we've ever done.
Oh, mine.
Wait.
Speaking of encryption.
What did you say?
No. So
that was easy.
My real phone
a bathtub. Is it going to destroy the universe?
So I needed a phone.
Oh, no. That's bad.
I have a 662, an HTC 8925.
While everybody's grabbing a beer, mull over this question. On an encrypted hard drive, from start to finish encryption, what's a good program that can reliably...
There is a possibility that the whole universe will not destroy it. But
we're all in this together. What the funniest thing is the news media outlet that.
Were there any more questions?
Yes.
In the line. In the line, please.
I could talk about a really interesting Wikipedia.
This actually happened.
I'm gonna pull Decius back down here.
Go ahead. Ask questions.
I'm referencing TrueCrypt here.
TrueCrypt, yeah.
TrueCrypt.
All right, go.
On system drive encryption, start to finish. I read a 2005 and 2007 forum article saying that current imaging programs cannot deal with the first 63 sectors of the encrypted hard drive. Is there any modern imaging software that can do that reliably?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Still no?
Okay. Still no. Qui-Gon would, from Hacker Pimps in Florida, would be able to answer this question way better than me. But to my knowledge, no. You might want to check the Hacker Pimps website, and because Hacker Pimps, they're out of Florida. He does a lot of work with TrueCrypt and stuff like that, so he would know better than me. But in my mind, no.
Yeah.
Unless you do, you know of one? Was it a rhetorical question? You have a big smile on your face, like you know of something that I don't. What was that?
It's off. Mic turned off.
Sure.
Battery right now.
Can't hear you.
All right. Seriously?
Our battery ran out.
Singing Tesla coils. If what you have to ask us is cooler than singing Tesla coils, you should ask the question. If not, think about it. Singing Tesla coils.
I have 4 Newcastles up here. Please take them.
If you are over 21 only, please do not screw us.
3 Heinekens.
We are not powerful people. They will destroy our lives.
Take them away.
And if you're under 21, Al will take care of you.
If you're under 21,
but over 18,
I don't know.
We have that standard.
We have 12 PBRs, but we're thinking those are just going to stay here.
All right, your question, sir.
Please take everything we have left.
Everyone else, shut up!
Please.
Next year I will.
Ooh, the man.
I have one question in 27 parts.
The mic is dead.
He's holding alcohol.
It's deader than Fleetwood Mac's career.
Yes.
Shut up, everyone else!
Yes.
Yes.
I love you.
Secret love.
I only have 3 shot glasses.
I've got a mouth.
And you know what I've got? Hepatitis.
Remind me to burn that shot glass. Or this one.
That's funny. What?
Thank you. Thank you. Man in a kilt giving us good alcohol.
All right, what's your second question? Okay. Well, then, Prost.
Prost.
Yeah.
Tivoli.
What?
Cheers.
No, you work it out, man. It all works.
What are we toasting?
Another question.
Okay. Ow. To Dragon Con. To the Knights Templar.
Holy shit, that stuff tastes like cough syrup.
Has Google started sucking more lately?
Yes. So.
Yes. What is the issue with.
So there was some other search engine that started that was really shitty, right? Skell, Cull.
Made a puzzle of you.
In my head, it was Skell.
Cool. Made a puzzle.
Because everything comes back to heroin usage for me. But
cool.
Your eyes
Coke and sex.
D-U-I-L, cool. It was horrible.
Cool, right. And it's really bad. But the idea, so it's a good idea, but it was bad execution.
Yeah.
People need to start indexing the web on their own. It needs to go back in the days of distributed indexing and the way Gopher used to be, where there's all.
Shut up, old man.
Because once you trust one authority with all of your searching
please
needs.
Please respect robots.txt, though.
please.
Yeah. Google knows everything about everything that you've ever thought.
Do not ignore robots.txt or you will be in serious caca.
I think he's personally.
I intentionally ignore robots.txt.
I
that's
would really.
If they put it in robots.txt, it's interesting.
No, really. And
that's what you want.
I like to. I like
you
to try
want
to
the stuff in robots.txt. It says you're not supposed to index it.
Well,
you want the anti-internet.
Sure, you want to index everything that's dynamically generated on my site.
Yes,
sure.
I want to. I want to pound your website.
You are the only guy on the entire internet that's using that for a legitimate purpose.
I am, in fact, the only guy using that for legitimate.
I want to. I want to pound your dynamic generation like a 12-year-old schoolgirl.
All right, the next guy is an expert.
I'm not allowing that.
We've got
anybody
an expert
except
here.
Except you, apparently.
Text is only for the people who are actually trying to be good about using it.
Yes.
There's only one of them, and his name is Randall Schwartz.
Yeah, really, right. He's the only. That's like you've got the only robot to text.
Most people actually have a sane robot to text, but that's just me being my hallucination saying this.
We still use Smalltalk.
I know. I do. I still use Smalltalk.
We live in an ivory tower.
You're living
world.
In the past.
I am. I'm so far in the past.
He wants to use Gopher and Smalltalk. It's like 1991 over here.
We live so far in the future, you'll never catch up.
He's still listening to NWA.
Port 193 rocks or whatever.
All right, expert.
All right.
87.
My question is actually a little weird. Really? You were talking about...
A little weird.
Compared to that?
Really? Compared to that?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
You were talking about like creating your own ISP or being upset with the ISPs that you have. I was wondering if there is any way known to get actually connected to the internet from your own home without the use of an ISP that is more easily accessible than...
So there was... You always...
Not since 1993.
Sure.
Back in the day, we used to have bandwidth co-ops, and somebody would have a... around back in the day.
No, I was just getting to... there's a... I think they did a talk at Hope or whatever. It was about the ISP, the community ISP barn raising, where local people would get together and form an internet co-op. So, I mean, everyone keeps...
This was when you used Slip.
Right. Okay. Oh, and I'm old now. Slip. You fucking aged man.
Let's go way back. Slip.
Ask me about SprintNet.
I've got a shell account on this mainframe.
So you say there's nothing like that now?
Ask me about DEX servers in Hong Kong.
There's nothing. There are things like that now, but unfortunately, a lot of people who are doing that, they're in rural communities, and they have no other ISP options. But there are groups of people starting internet co-ops. I swear to God, this is happening.
Really awesome. Comcast sucks that much?
Comcast sucks that much.
They do. They really do.
That's really a lot of sucking.
So really...
Serious
so truth.
Sounds.
So truth be known, I'm serious as a heart attack. There are people who are creating co-ops now because they can't convince... You have to think about the
Jesus
huge investment
Christ.
That it takes to get... broadband out to rural communities, especially if you're behind a mountain or whatever. They have to lay plant.
One asshole in the federal government decided that you should be able to choose between the cable company and the phone company. I mean, what kind of nightmare was that?
Don't get me started about the Telecommunications Act.
Jesus Christ.
So,
rock hard place. Rock hard place.
Right. So...
That's like a sheep and...
But it's a huge investment for them to roll out plant. And then to... Remember, they have to amortize the installation of plant, whether it's
and their goodwill. They got to amortize their goodwill,
right? So their plant installation has to be amortized over their expected customer base over the course of like a trillion years, right? So it wasn't. They did the cost analysis, and it just didn't behoove them.
The bottom line is that God hates you.
Well. It didn't behoove them to install broadband in that community. So
he hates you and the internet.
So the community said, you want to know what? Fuck you, Time Warner. Fuck you, Comcast. Fuck you, AT&T. We're going to do it. And they did it. And you can do it too.
I'm only wondering...
Well, is there a resource for that? Real quick, is there a resource for that?
I don't know what the...
Damn it.
I got to wonder, though.
I'll have to Google it.
How long has he not been a pert and why?
What?
How long have you not been a pert?
You're a no longer a pert. You're an ex-pert.
He's an ex-pert. Why? Why and how long?
Take Randall's
Is that Pert Plus?
No. It's been about 3 years ever since I went to that thrift store. And
just checking. Okay.
It's the only good beer that's left here.
You're an expert.
Do you want one?
I wanted to make sure I understood this.
Do you want one?
So there's no resource you know of to try and hijack the broadband connection from Comcast.
I would not use the word hijack. I would use the word community ISP barn raising.
Yeah. Take a drink. Take a drink. Move on. Thank you.
Liberate the
Liberate is
like
a good
that.
Word. I would also use the word co-op.
You're doing good. You got a good.
No hijack. We don't hijack things here.
Right.
Yes, there's no rape. There's no hijack. There's surprise sex.
Wow,
and there's
you
co-op.
Can have a real beer if you want one, dude.
Are you kidding?
It's that PBR, man. He's like, wow.
All right, then.
He likes PBR, and he's an ex.
Warm PBR?
And he's gonna drive a Camaro home with his mullet hanging out the window.
That's a fucking alcoholic right there.
I need to invite you to my party.
He's gonna eat some Kraft singles.
Oh, that's fucking A, dude.
He's gonna make a Kraft single sandwich.
If your last home had silver wheels,
I've got some.
You might.
I got you, dude. Expert. I got you. Oh, he's got you.
That's some white trash, motherfucker.
All right, Link. What's up?
Please.
Come on, Link.
I've got some PBR in my beer fridge that's been sitting there for a year. He can have it.
That's not a question. What's your question, Link?
My question is in song form.
Sure. Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh.
No, fuck you, don't.
Oh, yeah!
So, all right, wait. The best Rickroll ever was at the last con I was at. I think you were there, Kerbob.
Put it in the form of a question.
That is. You get two beers for the Rickroll. That was fucking good. Nicely done, sir.
So, not a con. We had a PBX program to TTY.
Wait,
Alaka
doesn't know what a Rickroll
is. Of that song.
Is.
So at Nauticon, we.
Wait, stop. You have to explain what a Rickroll is.
A Rickroll is just what happened. No, come on. If you don't know what a fucking Rickroll is, you're retarded. So.
Exactly.
So.
Ow. It's so prevalent.
No, Al, you just called Alaka retarded, dude.
You want to know what? I'll wind up having sex with Alaka later to make up for it.
Again.
So it's a cultural phenomenon. It's a meme. It's a meme, Alaka.
I should get out of the middle of this. I'm just obstructing
them. Cut me. Cut me.
What did you play on the thing?
It's a Rick Astley
never
song.
Never Give You Up.
It's
never
Rick
gonna
Astley.
Give you
it's
up.
It's a song by Rick Astley.
Something I'm reading.
You ask me how feeling.
Gonna make you understand.
The guy looks like he's 12, and he sings this like he's got this deep voice.
He's got a dark.
I'm gonna let you down.
What's the politically correct word? He's got a dark.
I'm gonna run around.
Sing it.
And desert you.
He has a dark voice. He sounds like he may have.
He looks like he's 12.
He sounds like he may have a big.
And he
penis.
Dresses like he's 12, and he dances like he's 12.
And he dances and dresses like a collegiate 12-year-old.
Seriously,
yes. Alaka, he's a like very he's good. Wikipedia article on Rickroll.
There is. read the tattoo on your left ass cheek. So we Rickrolled the entire con, but we also Rickrolled a TTY operator. We had a PBX programmed to type out the lyrics to the song, and we called a relay operator and put it on the PA, and she said, "Oh, they've started typing it. We haven't even announced the call." We're like, "What are they saying?" And if you ask me how I'm feeling, pause. I've got to make you understand.
Thank you.
And we not only Rickrolled the con, but we Rickrolled the TTY operator as well.
It's a meme.
So you should go to these cons, and especially not a con, because is Froggy even? Froggy's not here, is he?
Is it memed?
I love not a con. Not a con is one of my. The other thing that goes on at Nauticon is called the block party, and it's where the demo scene. I don't know if you know what the demo scene is, but they're people who make music in unconventional manner, chip tune music and all that. They actually perform and have a demo scene party there.
So according to Wikipedia, Rickrolling is an internet meme involving the music video for the 1987 Rick Astley song "Never Gonna Give You Up."
The name is and the meme is a bait and switch. A person provides a web link they claim is relevant to the topic at hand. The link actually takes the user to the Astley video. That's the short version.
I'll bet they're like
right. And it's actually better than being goat seed or tub girled or weightliftered or
all that.
Or lemon partied, also known as Freaknik.
Don't forget about
Never
two
gonna
girls
give
one cup.
You up.
I need to stop calling Freaknik Lemon Party because.
Why is it? No, hold on. Why did it stop? Lemon Party? What's up with that? What's the story?
Let me Lemon Party.
Is there a Wikipedia article about this?
There most certainly is, my friend.
Really? Lemon Party, Wikipedia.
Just you know what?
Ian.wikipedia.org.
You just slash
lemon underscore party.
You just look up Lemon Party, you hot, sexy bitch. And.
Dot org.
Help.
Don't do
this.
I'm not that old.
We're going to go on to the next question. This is a lover of science here.
I have two questions.
I have one question in 27 parts.
I love your chops.
Two questions in two parts. I'm from Memphis, actually.
All right. Yay. Yeah.
Great.
Okay. I'm sort of from Tennessee, except I'm from Canada. I lived in Tennessee for a while.
Doesn't he sort of look like Elvis?
Will you let the wiry, good-looking gentleman ask his question?
Do you have a church every other block in Canada?
Say that one way. I didn't hear the rest of it.
Do you have a church every other block in Canada?
Yes. Yeah, dude, totally. But they're like
I call bullshit. I don't think
they got the Anglican church.
But they're
up
like
there.
Universitarian churches.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You're not.
They got some weird alliance between the Presbyterians and some other group. It's crazy.
All right, first question.
No, they also have Presbyterians. They have like this weird alliance thing, and then they also have Presbyterians. It's
Rick rolling us.
Doesn't make any sense.
1 second, I'm going to lemon party Odysseus.
Wait a minute. Did that happen at Freaknik? Those people are too old to be at Freaknik.
No. That's why.
It's not even like gross. They're too old for it to be gross.
No.
YouTube.
No, so
no, wait, is that a video or just a still photograph?
No, it's a flip book
to hook
actually.
Up the projector.
But
Goatsy is much worse.
The projector on?
No. But why I call Freaknik?
I'm glad that those people are still sexually active at that age.
Oh.
It means that there's hope for us all.
And I'm just so then because
I could be in a threesome with two other 87-year-old men when I'm 87.
MC Frontalot and Stank Dog, they lemon partied an entire panel.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they did it. They like
live?
at Hope. Yeah, because they
at
suck.
Hope.
Sad, yeah, at Hope. Actually, so I can barely.
I was at Hope. I spoke there. I spoke at Hope. I didn't see any lemon party at Hope.
It was a long. It was not this. It wasn't this Hope.
Really, Hope is just an excuse to go to New York.
Exactly. And visit Emmanuel Goldstein's house.
No. That's no. Have you had sex with him?
No. He's not gay. Shut up. Emmanuel Goldstein is not gay.
It's gonna be a little slow.
pedophilia is not gay. No, I'm just kidding.
We're only gay if the balls touch. That's what my priest told me. What the hell was your question?
All right, question, sir.
Question one. This is a serious question.
About the radio service?
A serious question.
This is a
We're too drunk for that at
serious,
this point.
Serious tech question.
What do you want?
Well, you're on the spot now. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Why does Firefox 3... Firefox 3's...
Suck? Why does it suck?
No. Why does its autocomplete suck at completing auto-completing a base URL?
I don't know.
I have not had the misfortune of experience.
Yeah,
the newest version checks your history.
Yeah, it works great for finding history.
History stuff.
Auto-completing a fucking base URL.
Right. It's
sucks
well, it's at. Because they've weighted things that you've looked at and things that you might want to look
they
at.
They think they're
how
smart.
The fuck do they know?
You know what?
Over
Google.com and it's like way down here.
Here's my biggest complaint about Firefox 3. Up until Firefox 3, most browsers, you click on the little icon next to the URL and it highlights the URL.
Right.
And now they pop up a menu and you have to click it again to highlight the URL.
Are you
sure you
want to go to that
they
URL?
Fixed it because you can click on the URL itself and it highlights the URL, but it's a change in the way I use the browser.
So the big problem
change is bad.
So as an ex AI developer, I will explain to you that
They should stay the same.
Whenever you try
that's
to
why
make,
we like Gopher.
Whenever you try to make something
I
smart,
like Mosaic.
Whenever you try Netscape. To make something smart, Four. You have to make assumptions because smart people make assumptions. But the problem with being smart is that you sometimes make wrong assumptions, like they might be interested in you and they might actually want you to drug them and rape them in the shower. So you make wrong assumptions, right? And there's a thin line between intelligently designed software and fucking Clippy or Bob, right? So, no, there really is. And unfortunately, Firefox is trying to help you. It's looking through things.
That was their first mistake.
Right. It's looking.
That's why
at things,
Microsoft software sucks, because they try to help
because
you.
Because they try to
they,
help
they
you.
They know more than you do about
right.
what's
and
supposed to happen.
Stop, and if they stop.
No, we're not going to kill that process. We're going to ask nicely whether or not we want to destroy it. Because you would be accessing the menu where you kill processes if there wasn't a problem.
And if software developers stop trying to help you and start
that's right.
and start trying to
they should do what they're fucking told. And see, computers should do what they're told and shut the
no,
fuck up.
We designers get confused between helping you and empowering you.
I don't want to be empowered. The computer should shut the fuck up and do what I told
them
to do.
And those are two different concepts.
I want both.
Does he talk
I want
to you like
power
this?
Then you are my man. Because
like
I will make all kinds of assumptions for you. Like that you won't submit to the rape kit. Did anyone else hear the Law and Order gavel go off there?
I'm just here for Aaron Grinney.
It's okay to enslave computers. They're not sentient. It's not like people. I have different attitudes about people. People are not like computers. Right, you, I hate all
did
of
we
you.
Miss, did we lose another panel member?
A glow stick.
No, we're
what?
Going to the ball.
I think we're done.
We're
going
to go
panel.
To the ball thing.
Okay. Thank you, though.
Second quick question.
You are so hot.
And I'll turn it over.
She is.
I'm like audibly
She's
sweating
great.
Looking at you.
Like,
you can hear me sweat.
And then she turns around. Yes, yes. Okay. No, keep walking. Okay,
look at, go. Look at, no, no. We, you know what? We hate seeing you leave, but we like watching you walk away. At least I do.
We're so sexually confused.
Like my priest.
Gotta love Dragon Con.
Okay, did Johnny X bring the cattle prod? That's
no, he didn't.
He did, but he took it. So
he did bring it?
Yeah, he had it yesterday.
I really wanted to.
If you want to get cattle prodded, go to the thing with the Tesla coil.
So the answer is it does suck, and it's because it's trying to help you.
Regency ballroom in the Hyatt.
That's like 1,000 times getting cattle prodded.
I'm a mad scientist.
Yes, get a drink.
Regency ballroom in the
yeah,
Hyatt.
Yeah, he's
gonna
have a beer, dude.
Be going
what's your question?
Out of beer.
I've just got two quick things to say. I kind of miss Rattle, but at the same time, this panel has become like sublinear. Since he's not here, because he would just ramble for half an hour. And the other thing is, I've been texting my wife, who's been trying to get into the Mad Scientist Ball since it started at 10 p.m.
And they won't let her in.
And they won't let anyone
oh
in.
My
so
God.
Can you guys get everyone in?
So maybe
or
we should get pizza.
Should we just
I don't
stay
think
here
we can
and
get everyone
keep
in.
Somebody call Johnny.
Who's Johnny? I'm kidding. I was going to sing an...
If you have a lab coat...
I was going to sing a DeBarge song, but...
You'll get preference.
And if you knew that was an El DeBarge song, you suck.
You may be able to manipulate them. I'm sure that probably works.
Whatever it's going to take to get another
I have no idea about
that.
I've never gotten to do that myself. But yeah, that may work. They may...
However
you know.
We get another button undone on that, whether it's a beer or an affidavit... Or an assignment of invention, or a non-disclosure agreement.
Maybe we should raid Johnny X's closet. Grab the lab coats.
All right, Link. You asked the question before.
I know. I already have a beer. It's right here.
All right.
All right.
Andrew. Link.
This beer smells
Link.
Like...
You know,
did they order pizza
like
or not? No.
No, we just put the UN Security Council no on that.
Okay.
So,
were you there?
Have you heard that
I don't
you
know.
Can now soft
probably.
The Wii to play DVDs?
What?
Yeah, the Wii. You know that
console. Nintendo
the
Wii.
The Wii.
Yes, yes.
It plays DVDs.
I've heard of it.
I've already got a DVD player.
Mario Galaxy.
I love the fact that Nintendo.
Times. All the way through all four times.
I love the fact that Nintendo named a gaming console after something I play with all the time.
And then you can come back and you can play
so
a different character.
I give props to them for that.
I'm a geek.
Because I am already used to saying that I'm playing with my Wii.
She likes
so.
I like Mario Galaxy. It's an amazing game.
With your Wii.
What is the question?
I've got all kinds of things that plug into my Wii.
Damage the disk drive.
Hold on.
The microphone.
I think that Zelda 1 was way better than the thing on the Wii, by the way.
Do you think that would damage the actual drive? Because it's not designed for playing DVDs.
It is well, designed for DVDs.
Playing a game is different than playing a DVD.
No, it's not.
In fact, I'm going to be honest with
it's
you.
It's all just a bunch of ones and zeros.
No, in fact, if you crack that
in
bitch
fact,
open,
everything is ones and zeros. Yeah,
if you crack that true. Bitch open, I'm sure there's some of the hardware that they have had manufactured on different lines for them, but some of that shit is off the shelf. And right. And if you look at like the PlayStation, for example, like Sony rolled a lot of that for the PlayStation, but some of it is off the shelf Sony shit. That
so you
right, which is why it breaks all the time, right? Because it's just off the shelf
you think it's
Sony,
just
Sony shit.
Issue.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's because
correct.
Nintendo hates Americans. They're Japanese. They're pissed off about all that bullshit that happened like 50 years ago.
No, it's because literally, it's because at some point someone was like, hey, there's licensing and legality about playing videos. And Nintendo, like, they're like, well, we're just going to tap out Fight Club style because you want to know what? Your Byzantine ridiculous rule structure about movies is gay. Yeah, it's the mad scientist ball. They didn't say that. I'm paraphrasing.
There is
Nintendo,
also other
Nintendo never used the word Byzantine or gay
beer?
In a public statement.
It's for pizza.
I feel like I should protect Nintendo's reputation there for some reason.
A little intoxicated?
Yeah. Yeah, actually,
it's entertaining.
Are we done? Can I go home?
No, you can't.
See, you're Al, gonna make people no, Al, no, no, no.
Al.
Yeah, she fucking some hated me.
What is it?
She, I could.
My question is, can I get a PBR?
Really deep.
No, we already
present.
Had that.
Oh, we did.
Your question,
did.
Sir.
You're my
okay,
favorite.
It better be legitimate.
It has to be a different
no right, legitimate right. question asking.
Back to 0 days, infrastructure 0 days, like power grid outages and things, which have been done.
Right.
How severe is so severe, and how do you protect against them?
Who should have asked that sooner?
Don't plug your fucking SCADA shit into the phone line, okay?
No. Like power companies. Somebody hacks into a power company.
Don't fuck
a coordinated attack. Don't.
If you're not the power
grid.
Company, it's you're fucked.
Was it Stanford?
The power company has the power to protect the power company from getting owned.
I don't
if
know
you're
who,
not the power company, you are pretty much at their, you know,
no,
sort
no, no,
of.
No.
Like, companies
so Stanford or Cato or one of those research institutes.
They need to not plug their control systems into the phone network.
I agree. They did a mock terrorism.
Which they have done.
Exercise. They actually hired a bunch of people, a bunch of security analysts to go in and test infrastructure to see how resilient
why
we are.
Why do you hold your microphone upside down? Is
because
it you're trying
it
to be cool?
Me, yeah, it makes me feel like I don't know, Axl Rose. Like I'm gonna hold a seance for a dead cat.
It's phallic.
And you'll Google that later and it will be hilarious.
See the balls above.
Because he
thing.
Does
something
he's
like
teabagging,
you know.
Tom.
What? No, I feel all like, you know, Steven Tyler over here. It just needs a scarf.
And a graphically animated video.
Exactly. Or Sid Vicious, yeah.
I would say Run DMC.
Oh.
Check, please.
No, that's really hot. Sid Vicious.
Zero at DEF CON was good or bad?
It was bad.
Anyway, I don't know what happened.
I think it was the Cato Institute that did the mock terrorism on infrastructure. So the Cato Institute,
yeah.
I think they're a bunch of Republican funding douchebags, but
I'm in.
Randall's back. Woohoo!
Randall!
They won't let him in the party because he doesn't have a badge. That's why he came back. He doesn't love us. He's wearing it.
Oh, it's on
you. Yeah! Drink.
More proof hackers are not smart. What party is this?
The
Tesla coil thing. Tesla. Did they let you in? No, they didn't because you didn't have a badge. But they're still not going to let you in. That was just an excuse. It was an easy explanation that made you go away. Look, he's sitting back there. He's not leaving.
He's been back
because he's flirting.
So wait, no, hold on. Why did you need to see his badge then? What was up with that?
He has the prettiest eyes. So order a pizza.
I'd be up for pizza.
Malaka wants pizza.
I'd be up for pizza.
She's on it. I love you. Why are you my future ex-wife? How has that happened? I'll get in no matter what.
I like that. Pizza. Yeah, pizza first, Tesla coil second. There we go.
Why are we still using microphones? Why are we still doing a panel?
This isn't a panel anymore.
Blake is on the panel now. How did that happen?
I don't know. Link, I'm going to make you
a
legend.
Like, you have to...
I come to town.
Whoa!
I'll take you both.
He will. I know he will. Can I watch Al, please?
Alaga's already offered that.
Alaga's like, yeah, he'll back it up. He's not all talk.
Okay.
They need a credit card. What's the problem here? Ooh.
Pizza.
Northside State Street or? It's very confusing.
Do you guys remember last?
D. None of the above.
No. Hold on.
No.
I can't hear you. Could you message me?
What hotel are we in?
Oh, my God.
Pizza.
Hilton.
Pizza.
Okay. What am I supposed to do?
We are in the Hilton.
That is a legitimate question. I should...
Bye.
I had a question.
What's your question?
That was random, wasn't it?
Hack the city. Hack the city.
Do you still remember your question?
I remember I had a question.
Yeah, that's step one.
Okay, this...
Is your question, what was your question?
Okay, this is my question. Y'all were talking about the Wii being used as a DVD player?
Yes, and other consoles as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
There is this hot new property called HD DVD.
HDD.
No, Blu-ray. You all want
to. Can you just come
into
this microphone to be a bitch?
All right, y'all should know that I just fuck with everybody.
I see that.
Is there a game console that
Are you selling one?
Selling what?
An HDD Anything. Player.
I never bought any of that crap because I knew that it was all going to be obsolete.
Absolutely. I am very absolute.
Can
about
you tell
this
I'm
situation.
Just playing for my fourth?
You are
beer.
Not a journalist. You cannot make up words.
Do you want to go want beer, see if we can hook up with one?
I make up words every day, but I do not have credentials.
I was a journalist. I can make up words. Although they just took back my Society of Professional Journalism.
I know.
That's horrible.
Membership. So no more making up words because I haven't fucking published anything since. You know, Jesus was alive, so...
Oh, my God!
Piss you off?
Well, if it helps, I supposedly publish every week, but since it's a blog, I don't have any credentials, so...
So, funny you should mention that. I was talking to a couple friends of mine how we wanted to make an SPJ, uh-huh. like good. For bloggers.
That would be awesome.
Because there are good bloggers who understand things like fair comments.
And I follow basic.
Everyone who wants to eat, please give.
Who wants pizza? Who wants pizza?
The fine young lady here from Star Trek, some money. She's not a red ensign. She's going to survive, and she's going to come back with food.
They're ordering pizza. We're
she's like a blue ensign or a purple ensign.
I have money for you. You should come get it.
There's Christine Chapel, and she has a wig, but we haven't seen it.
I need a writing utensil and paper.
This is a writing utensil. It's a very permanent one.
Now tell all these people about this.
I have no paper. That is not paper.
Hang
it's cardboard.
Tell all the people about this.
Where is it? That's not
St. Pauli girl. She's German. So, you know,
I get a tricky.
They have this Bavarian girl in a bottle, but St. Pauli is in Hamburg. It's the most un-Bavarian place in all of Germany. You would never see a Bavarian girl in Hamburg.
I think
but
she just hacked the
St. Pauli is like a bad part of town where you might pick up a prostitute.
I've never had sex with you sober.
That German told him this. This is his German.
Wait, Al hasn't had sex with whom?
Can I tell my Germany story?
Who did you not have sex with?
What?
Sober.
You've never had sex sober?
Period. End of line. End of line. I don't know why I was like all master control.
A lot will expand
one,
your consciousness.
Tell you a story about what?
So wait, no. I want to tell the story. I was in Germany. Actually, it was pretty badass. I was hanging out with Halvar Flake in his really awesome reverse engineering class. And there was this guy from Berlin. Al, you've touched the sheep. You don't touch me. So, shut up. So anyway, this guy's like, he just like in English, like at lunch, breaks out this thing, and he's like, you know, you might see me drink maybe a Corona or a Corona Light in the summertime, but you will never see me drink like a Coors Light. You couldn't. Some fundamental aspect of my Germanness would be instantly undermined, and I would die, and they would find my body and burn my passport. You could find good beer in America, just not from the major distributors. And he goes on to talk about St. Pauli Girl, and he says, have you seen St. Pauli Girl? They have this Bavarian girl in the bottle, but St. Pauli is in Hamburg. It is the most un-Bavarian place in all of Germany. You would never see a Bavarian girl there. But it is kind of a bad part of town, so you might pick up a prostitute. It's not bad beer. Me and my friends used to drink it because we thought it was funny.
Well, now I guess they could drink Budweiser because they got bought out by some European country, right?
That the prostitute was just Holland dressed as a Bavarian girl.
Everything's owned by Halliburton in some way. I don't know.
Bring me pizza and I'm happy.
Like your mom?
Pepperoni and mushroom.
You think they're ready for another technical question? I think we'll never get another one out.
I
should we just leave the cooler?
So, a bit of another technical question. Has anyone here worked with Boeing before, with their codes? Because over the summer I was working on the Sosco code, and I have no idea what their header's like anymore. It was variable length, their entire white pages didn't make any sense, and in fact was completely wrong, so I was just hoping someone would be able to clarify that. No, it's a header for packets.
All of the airplane stuff I get is just an ICD is just magically handed to me, and it is assumed to be correct unless we reverse engineer otherwise. So,
well, we got a white page in from them that said it was supposed to not be totally variable length, but it was, and.
Sometimes they're just completely wrong, and you have to reverse engineer how to do it. I mean, yeah. Boeing has no obligation to be nice to you. Yeah, and Boeing
last
has
call for pizza. Anybody else?
Did you give him my 10?
It's gone. Yeah.
I have a question for Ilanka.
Okay, sure.
Why haven't I seen you drinking?
I have definitely been drinking. So,
okay,
if anybody
fine.
Wants to buy a book, here, yep, got them.
Would anybody like to buy one of Ilanka's books? She'll sign it crazily.
Yeah, sign it for free.
That's crazy.
Ilanka. Quantum. That's a good question.
I was up here last year.
Quantum
Why
computing.
I this year?
So there was a science track earlier today about quantum computing and how it affects cryptography.
Quantum cryptography?
Yep.
I've heard interesting things going on with quantum, but I couldn't talk about it in detail. Excuse me, I have to flirt with Link.
Yeah.
Right, yes, okay. Yes, Link? Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Where's your microphone? You need
right
to be
here,
answering the hard questions.
Link's girlfriend gets jealous. You got to play with her, too.
Link's girlfriend can sit on my lap.
This has happened before.
Freaknik all over. Okay,
Can't hear over the lemon party, man. Can't hear over the lemon party. Lemon party of three. Lemon party of three.
Lothar here last year.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, dear sir.
Shots?
Did Lothar not come?
We've got the Jaeger right here. And here's a huge shot glass, so if you want to go for that, be my guest.
I saw one that said Army of One.
Oh, I saw that vendor today. That's a pretty cool shirt.
Yeah.
Is there anything on the back of the shirt?
Okay.
What does that say?
Army of One.
I saw that vendor today, and those shirts are awesome. Also, why is not...
Wow.
Is the utility kilt vendor here?
No.
Another question?
that makes me sad.
That makes me sad because I was actually going to buy one. Anyone who does not have a kilt should own one, including me.
You should totally ask the audience if they want any shots.
It's actually quite nice.
Who wants a shot? Come get one.
Oh, baby. Give
them your credentials for being up there.
Is it Jaeger Meister? Meister.
Jaeger Meister.
Okay.
And it's really
bad.
There are more.
Well,
so we have two, four, and six.
Mm-hmm.
You can take as many as you want from one pile.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to make the other person take the last one.
Just here.
Okay.
Anyone else? All right.
You got a can opener?
There's a can over. Oh,
okay,
out of
you can take as many as you want from one pile.
You can take as many as you,
you
want.
You were here first. Sorry.
Pile.
We are out of Jaeger.
Okay.
There was
pile one, pile two, pile three.
Would some poor soul donate this guy a can opener or a bottle opener?
Complete aside.
Anyone?
I saw you get the white UNC Charlotte when you came to talk about this.
How is this possible?
Yeah. I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah.
How's it, are you still at Charlotte?
No, I graduated.
Someone here has got to have a bottle opener.
Waffle House was awful. Yeah, they screwed up my order.
I have a picture on my website. Can we get on the web here? If we could get on the web, I could pull up the picture.
And verify there's actually
you. Yeah.
I think he's got it.
So anyway, very sad story.
Oh, no.
You heard about the explosion that happened right next to the statue one year?
No.
There was a power transformer like in the manhole underneath the statue. And, like,
if anyone has some legal questions, Hillary is a public policy graduate of Georgia Tech.
And
I don't think anybody does. We're just sitting here and being drunk.
Of course, we're all just drinking, waiting for pizza now, so I doubt there are any real questions.
Is the sculpture still there?
Seeing the Kestwells do sound good, but we probably can get in, so pizza sounds good right now.
And you're telling it with a big grin on your face.
Then seeing the Kestwells. It will happen. Did you laminate your own badge there? I really should have done that.
He's what? Reading the back of it, I think.
No. Are you being economical and you can pay for it? Are you leaving?
Yes. Because mine is totally bent up.
Okay, are you coming to the Dead Dragon party?
The Vessel, yeah. Yeah, sure. Sure, every year.
So why did they stop laminating badges? That's what I was thinking, too.
They went cheap and raised the price.
Yeah.
You laminated your badge.
That's what we were just talking about.
Functional flaggers.
Hey, you know, I was trying to get the show
up. Why did you do best that before?
What's up with that? Bastards couldn't.
Way to tell him.
It doesn't
matter.
Damn you, Kevin.
So they not only did they, you know, so, oh yeah, because this is heat. This is
cider
paper.
Does not affect me this fast. I have a better tolerance.
Vert
today,
killed the fish.
But I've never dealt with
which
that.
Which game?
So I can't barely
freaking bone. Every single time you're doing it, you're doing it.
We're leaving.
Okay.
Party.
I'm gonna give you
and Bailey's.
You're leaving, and I'm starting to...
We've discovered additional alcohol. If anyone likes Bacardi or Bailey's, then they should come to the front. I'll let you pour your own. We also have...
So which eye is the correct color?
And ice.
All right.
Neither.
And cups.
I text Tara.
I got a taste.
She's very good right now.
Waffling helps. So how do we get into the party?
I think
do we know the security frequency so we can
what
tell
we do is we,
can we raise the security party? People to let us
did you donate for pizza?
Yes.
Well, we can just wait for the pizza
from him.
First. Yeah.
But by that time, the party
no, wait,
down.
There's a game. It's a game.
The question,
it's a game.
Is there a frequency? Is this your
frequency? The game is, we need 246.
Without a hex radio.
246? Yep. Okay, the game is, it's a mathematical game, and the game is called NIM. And the object of the game is to make your opponent take the last one. So each person, it's a two-person game, and each person can take any number from any one pile.
Two, four, six.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It divulges into this every year. That's the point of this panel.
Okay.
Let's consolidate the beer we have left.
We should cool this off as well. Yeah, no.
The cooler is to make the beer
cooler.
Take the last one.
You should probably put the same polytail wig and everything else on today. I'm only like 3 hours
away. I can talk for a long time on game theory. It's a structured activity, which has goals.
No, that's his. The hat.
And games actually have four different main goals. The in game theory, you can have games that are what's called hard fun or easy fun. Games can be done for social reasons, for educational reasons, for competition reasons, for relaxation reasons.
What?
The next what?
I am Fibonacci, too yeah. drunk for that. And I'm not even that drunk.
Yeah.
I have three columns at 2 4 7.
Yep.
Third person to add. They don't think they could do that. Whether they're two or four.
The third person.
That's thinking too far ahead. I can't think that far ahead at this moment.
Whenever they kick me out of the room. For example, we have 2 4 7.
Okay.
Right. So just simply, that person who acts first is
fine.
I'll go
easier.
And then
I realized
it's
I was kind of thinking
only
that.
A part of Bao if it's full or has alcohol in it.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking. It's one of those. It's like tic-tac-toe if you do it right.
Yeah. I have to actually.
Three columns.
Hillary, would you like to mix something?
Okay. 2 4 6. Or we can. I mean, we can do different numbers, but 2 4 6 is a good start. Okay. Wait. 2 4. Okay.
Next year, I promise I'll bring you at least 2 bottles. Next year, I promise I will bring you at least 2 bottles.
Okay.
Then he heard tonight the beer.
It took me a long time, but it finally figured out how to get drunk off of beer. You have to drink it really fast. Liquor will make me sick, so I can't drink a lot of it. Well, no, like, I'm just saying, like, a shot or two will make me sick, whereas I can drink beer after beer after beer after beer. I actually just don't think it agrees with my stomach.
You want to go first, or should I go first?